Tomorrow's News Today.
Reaches out her hand and she says, come with me if you want to live. There's another line in Birdcage where the mother reaches out her hand and she says, do exactly what I say if you want to live. I am not saying that to you. I am saying that if the political class and the CIA and the MI6 and the Mossad and the European Union intelligence operations and the general public and the academics and all of you do not listen to me, because no one else gets all the pieces. And I've been completely focused on the Epstein situation in the last 12 days or so, because it's everything we knew was going on and worse. And they're holding back half of it. And I know why, in the final equation, Trump has been involved in limited hangout. It's not to keep himself safe. He believes, and I believe he's wrong, I know he's wrong, that this information is so damning, it will destroy the faith and credit of the United States. And that's why the globalist British intelligence and others since the 50s instituted their pedophile program. That's how they've controlled Europe for hundreds of years. That's how they control the UK for hundreds of years. The U.S. is just a satellite of this cult. And that's in the emails where he says Europe is the wife of what we love, our beef jerky and our children. He's got his emails. It's the wife. America is the mistress. You need to come home to Europe. And that's what all the experts always told me. It's come out so many times about the horrible satanic stuff. And women and children have escaped from Rothschild castles. It'll be in like the, used to be the British news. Woman escaped. She weighed 80 pounds. The state police went into the castle, Rothschild castle, found all these dead bodies and living women. Story dies. That's just one story from Burgundy, France, in 2001. You go find it if you want. Yeah. Dead bodies in crates, starving women in cages, hanging. And they had ballrooms where the rich elite would eat while people begged for their lives and starve. That's really the real Satanism. That's the just the ambiance of starving, crying, begging children and women. That's See, the thing about evil, once you really get into it, there's no bottom. It just gets worse and worse and worse. I once asked Gavin McGinnis like 10 years ago, I said, what's the bottom of wokeness? He said, there is no bottom. And boy, was he right. So I'm sorry this is all true, but here's the deal. If this is not all brought out now, and if everyone involved isn't fried, the West as you know it will collapse. I'm going to explain how that's going to happen. And this was designed to happen. The globalists have just activated their detonator switch. There's a way to get the bad guys and survive. See, I'm talking million foot view now. Because I can give you all the sensational stuff and I will. I mean, it's just by the minute, I'm just, billionaires, royalty, Middle Eastern royalty. Now, here, have my daughter. Have my 13-year-old daughter, please. It's all there. Murdering, cannibalism, all that. But yeah, but see, we need to talk about what this is going to do, how this is going to unfold. Like, the Democrats think they're going to control it. The Republicans think they're going to control it. You're not going to control anything. What you're going to do is get us all killed. And I'm going to just, let me tell you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Are you among the members who got to see the unredacted files today?
Yes, I saw some of them, not all of them, obviously. I'll be going back tomorrow to see more.
Any reaction on what you've seen so far?
I think that there's folks who are definitely implicated and co-conspirators. And, you know, I don't think everyone there that was talking about underage girls being trafficked are victims.
Got it. And do you support any clemency for Ghislaine Maxwell? She was saying that she
I do not. Okay. I think Ghislaine Maxwell should get more time, and she should definitely be in a harsher prison than what she's in. It's absolutely disgusting.
Got it. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Okay, so if you're a longtime listener or see my films, you know that I laid out everything that you see in these files, okay? I mean, all of it. Other than some of the stuff Ted Gunderson told me that was just so horrible I wouldn't say it on air. Now that's in these things, I have to read it. Okay? So, this is how the world really works. And I want to explain something to you. In communist China, they do even worse stuff. In Japan, they do even worse stuff. In Africa, they do even worse stuff. I'm not trying to be mean. In Latin America, it's just as bad. But it's a smaller percentage doing it up at the top. You see, evil likes to test people, and that's how it creates its club. It wants to make you do bad things, so it's got you by the spiritual balls. So why don't I open up with that? I'm not defending what our evil Western elites did. Oh, the contrary. I've been exposing it. But just within the West, we have the UK, France, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, oh my God, Germany, where the CIA, just one case, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, gave over 30,000 children taken from Christian families. That was the program. Social services have been targeting forever. This is West Germany, the CIA basically running it. And would give them to convicted child rapists to create the new love and the new culture to destroy the nuclear family. And then you see the drag queen story time and all of that, the transgenderism, that all comes out of that. And that's been in Der Spiegel, and that's been in Bild, and that's been in whitewashes of it, the New Yorker. Okay. So my point is, we're focusing on Epstein because it's a political blackmail operation, but as a satanic culture of control, learn about, and I would list hundreds of different known operations. Yeah, and it's a British royalty thing to eat flesh, but it's not. William the Conqueror was a Viking, and he did not consume any of that. He was very stoic. No, it wasn't till the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas under George I took over 320 years ago or so, when the old British line died out, that the practice of drinking blood and eating babies came back in, because it came from Vlad the Impaler and then his children and grandchildren, the direct line of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. They chose the name House of Windsor right before World War One, because it was embarrassing that they were German, but they really weren't even German. They were Transylvanian. Hence, Bram Stoker is a documentary book put into fiction so they could publish it. You know, that happens a lot. The people don't live forever, but the spirits in them live and are ancient. They're fully turned over to interdimensional aliens. We call them demons. And this is their drug. They come into the zone to do this. This is what they like. God tells us how to stop them. And now you're really getting, oh, this is really real. Yeah, this isn't like the movie Avatar, where nice scientists jack into a body and come down to try to help the natives or steal their resources. This is to kill you. This is to hurt you. This is to attack you. And even the Hollywood movies try to make you love Dracula. And, you know, well, his wife died. He became a vampire to revenge and protect his people and all this stuff. It's all there, folks. Okay? The Count comes out at night and kidnaps babies and gives them to his wives. So you need to go to the core of this. But you need to understand that Lenin was a devil worshiper and would write dispatches back where they'd say, sir, everyone's submitted. We've already killed 10% of the town. He'd say, I don't care. Kill half of the people. And he'd say, sir, they're all submitting. They're all doing what we say. I want more blood. And he came out and wrote it. He was a Satanist. Kind of looks like the devil when you look at him. So when I say that, you need to understand this is universal. This is the same program everywhere. And notice that it's only hitting the West because China and the globalists have set up and funded and supported this network. And then within that, it's only targeting Trump, who's on the periphery, but was told this will bring down America, sir. You've got to cover it up. People can't handle eating children. And all these politicians and world leaders, almost all Democrats, still it'll kill the faith and credit of the U.S. Plus, it's all old news. Plus, they're spiking up stuff about you. I told you this years ago. I have this from people that got it from Trump, okay? Let's just stop there. I'm just going to stop there, okay? And I said back then, and I said now, I said, they are going to double cross. You think you're covering up to protect the country because it'll bring everything down. Covering it up will bring it down. Now, what's got to be done now is admit all this. It is the Clinton Foundation run by the Epsteins. That's in all the documents. It's 99%. I can't really find Republicans other than Lednick. It's who I said, I bet it's going to be Lednick just because of the pieces that were there. And I'm not saying he actually did anything, but he'd be the main target. Now he's the first main target. Lives next door. Said he only just met him once, but now we learn went to the island. Yeah, Lednick's done. And boy, when I said that, you know, 6 months ago, the White House is ring, ring, ring. Lednick's really great. Lednick, blah, blah, blah. Hey, would you like to come to the White House? Would you? Yeah, I'll keep you at arm's length. There you go. So that's why I don't get in any of these meetings around any of them. That's why I'm off here in, you know, my little lily pad. Yeah, we said back at the time, looks like Lednick, doesn't it? So, yeah, those are trophies that Epstein bagged that he got. So, listen to me. Because this isn't a reality TV show. This is entertainment. If this is handled wrong, we will have the Great Reset, and you'll be lucky if you're eating bugs. You'll probably be dead. I'm not being dramatic. Okay? Everyone's felt the weight and the internal, you know, concern and feeling of doom. Michael Savage talked about it last week. I've talked about it. We all feel it. And I said, it's Epstein. Because the general public thinks we're winning. We're getting it out. It's coming out. No, it's all been designed, prepared, and managed to set up Trump and set up the West and bring us down. It needs to come out. It must fully come out. But they can't help it, the FBI, the NSA, all these groups. Even though there's some good people there, the bureaucracy is just designed to cover up. And so it incrementally accelerates now to light speed, worse and worse and worse and worse. So what has to happen is Trump has to come out and say the pedophiles are the Democrats. It's all them. He has to say, you know, fine, unredacted all. They'll say, well, you can't because of the law. He can sign executive order overriding that. He can point out the confirmed operations in the UK, in France. We'll go over some of those that aren't satellites of Epstein, that are bigger than Epstein and directly tied to Epstein and all confirmed. And then he's got to go ahead and bring up the Clintons and all of them and the CIA with DynCorp kidnapping upwards of 1 million women and children under the Clintons out of Eastern Europe and shipping them all over the world for eating them, raping them, harvesting their organs. I mean, that was back then. The news was still somewhat independent. You know, you got London Guardian and Der Spiegel articles about, you know, and PBS documentaries about, you know, 1 million women, you know, in a you know, 8 year period, just happened to be the Clintons grabbed and kidnapped out of Eastern Europe. And then the Russians are like, we're not shipping orphans to you anymore. You're raping them and killing them. People are like, Putin's crazy. And Putin was like, was already a Christian. His family were closeted Christians under this, you know, system, but he played along with it. But he came out and was like, you know, we're fighting Satanists and all this. And they're all in there. We got to get Putin. We got to get Putin. So the Russians, they got our stuff all over the news. And it's not just to undermine America. That's where it goes in the end. But it's because they understand what we're dealing with. And the Russians are like, we hope you reform it. The Chinese think it's great. They're like, we can see if the U.S. collapses, Europe collapses, the world collapses. We want stability. We want a deal. We want a $12 trillion deal. You can have all our earth minerals, but just we need to stop this transgender Satanism thing. Because the Russians are smart enough to play the best chess players, you know, on average. They're like, ooh, yeah, this gets real bad. Stop, stop. See, this is what I'm saying right now. The Democrats think they're going to score their points. They think they're going to compartmentalize it to just nitpicking stuff on Trump and then only covering that. Yeah, you got boomers and 75, 80-year-olds believing you. But the majority of people are actually seeing it's you. And then they're like, well, why is Trump involved in a cover-up? And we get pissed at Trump. But don't take the fact we're pissed at Trump to mean you're not going to get it 10 times worse because you're the ones doing it. So, you know, Jamie Raskin, the guy that's trying to put me in prison and done all his famous garbage, is up there just celebrating and, you know, went in to look at the redacted documents and is doing all this. And these people think one-dimensionally, oh, we can get Trump with this. And so as they drag all this out and only spotlight little pieces they want, you know, the best they got is Letnik said he only saw Epstein once. They had coffee and he was a creep, so he ran away because he lived next door. And, sorry, it's confirmed now you were at the island. Okay, your wife and kids were there, and you took a boat over from the other big island. But the point is, Letnik, you're not going to survive that. And there's a bunch of famous guys' faces in one of his laboratories. You know, they're mounts of, you know, the guys he's bagged. That's what it looks like. So Elon Musk offers to cover legal bills of Epstein survivors who identify new names. That's what we need to see. And you know the new names are all going to be Democrats. They always are. And that's what all the victims have said. And they all thought Trump was going to come save everybody because it came out that Michael Wolff 10 years ago was already talking to Epstein because he's written a bunch of attack books on Trump. And there's hundreds of emails. We've already shown them. You can pull them up. Michael Wolff tries to frame Trump. It'll come up with Epstein. And he's like, no, he never took massages. No, he never did anything. No, he never, you know, engaged anything. No, no, no. And he's the guy that dropped the dime on me. Well, I don't need to believe Epstein in these recordings that have been released and emails. We knew back at the time that he called the Palm Beach police and Sheriff's Department and the FBI. 18 years ago, because he was pissed that he was scooping girls out of his club, out of his golf course. So we already knew all this, but that isn't about defending Trump. It's about reporting the reality. But see, we can't even focus on that because it doesn't matter now. Because for whatever reason, and we know why, they said, sir, it'll collapse the economy, it'll destroy the faith and credit of the U.S. Trump's like, okay. They're like, sir, eating children, these bankers, these billionaires, all these people, some of them are Republicans, the minority, but sir, it's plus The trail's cold, and you won't be able to prove it in court, and you see the Democrats starting to control the courts. You just need to say it's a hoax to blame you and move on. That was a total setup. Trump bit it. I was totally horrified. And now I can sit here and look at this. It's all the Rothschild, Democrat, Ehud Barak, the leftist arm of the groups fighting against Trump. It is the anti-Netanyahu Israeli wing. That's who they are. I'm not defending Netanyahu. It's just a fact. It's the UAE that acts all liberal and loving, but it's actually funding the Muslim Brotherhood and the invasions in Sudan, everywhere else. Very sophisticated. Oh, we're liberal. We're loving. And, you know, there and there, we love the torture video. Here, have our daughters. I mean, I've got stacks of them, and it's like, whoa. They're like, yeah, they're in the club, baby. And they're the liberal, good, reformed UAE, you see. Muslim Brotherhood. Which is Obama. Which, again, it's all well known who funded the Arab Spring. Obama. Al Gore pushing it. Say, soon we'll have our own Arab Spring here. You can pull it up. We need our own Arab Spring. So you have to know the players. So literally hundreds of emails, it's on record, that she was headed up a UN agency over the ocean. In the emails founding the Clinton Foundation, when they were in office with Ghislaine Maxwell running it. That's Mossad, MI6, CIA. And, of course, now it's come out Lex Wexner, as I told you 15 years ago, was the CIA, Mossad, MI6, mega spy chief running Epstein for George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Barr, putting him on the Trilateral Commission when he's 30 years old, on the commission, not just a subcommission, as the direct liaison to serve as the factotum, or the legate, to use the French or the Roman before that. And that's because they have to have a guy trained and ready that's doing the job who will do exactly as they say. So we can bring down the entire globalist infrastructure with this. But remember, it's allied with Communist China, a big part of it. Bill Gates and others. Larry Fink said, we're betting on China, Trump will be defeated. He said that publicly 9 years ago, again 5 years ago. Now he acts like he's a friend. He's not. And so this will destroy the faith and credit of the United States. If we don't actually go after it and admit it and just have a, to use a communist term, but in a real way, a truth and reconciliation commission, and then just have public executions and just bring it all out. And then go, and now we're going to expose the European arms and the Chinese arms, and the Latin American arms, and all the arms, and just, because this is a world, Satan's worldwide. Pull up the Bible verse about, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers of the air. That's real, okay? And they need you to hurt children. They need you to hurt, and it's just, they need you to steal pension funds. Like, why would Soros always go steal pension funds of old people, and just hurt the most innocent people? And as a young man that said the best time of his life, because he was Jewish, fighting the hidden Jews and robbing them. It was exhilarating. It was happy-making. It was the best time of his life. He'd do it again. Those are all quotes. Because it's betraying his own people. It's betraying your own children. It's all about betrayal. It's all about doing the most horrible thing you can do. Because these entities want you to turn against your own species. Because God will then remove himself and his spectrum from you. And now they can fully take you over and possess you once God says you've committed the ultimate sin and turns off the lights, because God goes, the energy field, the force, I don't mean in Star Wars way, I mean literally the force of the Holy Spirit, God that created everything, it leaves you. And now you are encapsulated in a little satanic black hole pocket where you can now be fully puppeteered. And so this is all going down. And at the center of it is the Chi-Coms and the Islamicists run by King Charles, who acts like an idiot, but he's not. And notice he's like, yes, I'm very worried about Epstein. I'm very worried about my brother. I want it all investigated. We have to make everyone resign. And, of course, it's pointed right at Trump and the giant setup. Trump not guilty in any of the sex or any of the blood drinking or any of it. Trump's an absolute clean freak, totally obsessed with cleanliness and all that. And you got the King of England ready to support police as they assess Andrew's claims of Epstein. And they've raided Lord Mendelssohn's facilities owned by the Rothschilds. And it's all just this boiling cauldron that is then designed to hold the West hostage, the elites hostage, to make them do exactly what the key core group, Ally with the Chi-Com, says. And they believe they could navigate through this, then discredit the West, collapse us, and then set up their new corporate New World Order that they claim was dead while they play possum and bring it in. So, just as I have told you many, many times, and it's come true, just as I have revealed to you or revelated to you, or you could say it, prophesied, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet, though obviously we're all prophets in our own time. We're prophets not known in his own time, we're not known in his own kingdom, or not known in his own country. I'm telling you what's going down. And that's why you feel the doom. Not because the bad guys are going to get fried. They're already fried. They're already Satan's minions. But because I could spend 5 hours just describing to you, from bad to worse, what the collapse of the West looks like. And I would tell ICOMs and the larger satanic networks above that, and the the rabbinical groups that, bragging about this, that they're helping bring this in to finally destroy their enemy, the West, because Titus sacked you in 70 AD and we deserve it. And the thousands of rabbis celebrating how they created Islam to help destroy, whether you did or not, that's not all the rabbis, but it's a big sectin of them. These people are crazy. You will be absolutely engulfed by the fire you sit. And you look at these Islamic clerics or these crazy rabbis, they're all demon possessed. And there'll be a great war, and Edom will die, and the old Rome and the white Christians will pay, and they'll soon all be dead. Islam is our weapon. I can play 1,000 clips of it, and you're just like, what the hell, man? I'm not going to give you the hate you want from me because you don't represent, all the people you say represent. You're a mass manipulator. I'm just going to oppose your operations and expose it. But, and whether it's Chi-Coms, or whether it's the British royalty, or whether it's the satanic Jewish mafia, or whether it's any of these groups, it's all run by the same psychic manipulation, the same interdimensional attack. And by the way, they all go do these horrible crimes to get in touch with the demons, with the angels, with the creatures, with the jinn. And that's in all the real black magic books, not the stuff at the store, the real ones. They go back to Solomon, Egypt, and all of it. The demon's like, well, you can give me 50 tons, a ton of gold, and I'll give you the secret to this alchemy. Or you can bring me 3 kids and slit their throats. Well, fine, you don't get the information. I mean, that's what this is. This is what this is all about. In the pop culture, you find the lamp, and there's an imprisoned genie, and you rub it, and it tries to trick you. You better ask the stuff right. You ask for a ton of gold, it'll drop it on your head. You first got to ask for it over there, 50 feet away. In 5 minutes, put a ton of gold down. That's 2 of your wishes. And the last wish is, now you're imprisoned again, go back to your bottle. And you can bring it out over and over again. I knew that. See, that's a little trick. Nobody knows that. You got to read an ancient King Solomon transcribed black magic book to know that. That's King Solomon, what I just told you. So, see, I've been reading all the rabbinic books. I've read like 30, 40 of them. The actual big, big ones. So I kind of know about it. And then I can go read other black magic from other cultures. It's all the same stuff. The Aztecs. I got their number, folks. Oh, it's Satan. All right. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now remember, all the legends, you're getting stuff that nobody else has revealed to a mass audience ever, just so you know. That's why the bad guys really don't like me. I'm not just blowing smoke at you here. Before I move on to the other big issues and the actual documents here, the latest nightmares. When you study ancient Babylonian, Egyptian, black magic that then got consolidated by Judea and by King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, they say, son of King David. What was the seal of Solomon to control the demons? The idea that they're in a lamp is the archetype of his will, but using the commands of God over the devil and the demons. It's the Star of David, which is not the Star of David. It is the seal of Solomon. And I would explain that to the white supremacists that go, it's the Renfam star. That's another star, another thing. It doesn't matter. It's the same devil it goes back to. But the seal of Solomon was the seal he said God gave him to control evil, whether you believe that or not. And that's in mainline from the time Judaic books written by King Solomon and others after him. So if you want to know all that stuff, you can go read it. I'm like 10 years old into history, and everything about that goes, you want to know what's really going on? Read this. So I had all that data bank already. And I'm just telling you, you can go look all this up for yourself. But no one navigating any, I mean, I see no one talking about this. That's what this is, okay? This is black magic, folks. And the Aztecs, the Mayans before them, the Druids, China had its black magic. It's all different flavors, dressed up different, but it's all exactly the same at the bottom line. All right? This is how the world really works. The devil's real. His legions are real. Pull up the Bible quote about we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil in high places, power of the air. This is what's going on. The air, the transmission, the dimension, the dark matter. It's five times more resonant in the scans than what we think of the third dimension. It's the real dimension. We're real, but it's the controlling dimension. And the devil doesn't control it, but he operates in it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And darkness doesn't mean black skin. It means occult. And what does occult mean? Occult means hidden. And Lucifer was the morning star, the light bearer, because mortals could not look at God and survive. Because if the look means dial in completely to that, or it would kill you. But you could look at a reflection. What do vampires not have? They don't have a reflection. See, they're all telling you here. Because Lucifer had the light, had the knowledge, didn't fully understand it wasn't God, but had seen the mind of God. Lucifer was there looking at God and then being the light bearer through that lens, that protective lens, the angels could then communicate with God. Because not even the angels could interface with God, lest they be fried. God created a creature to contain the information, to be a switch. And the switch turned against God. And God knew the switch would do that. And that's the free will test. And you can say God's a sadist. No, I have children. They could end up being bank robbers. Or they could end up being wonderful people. They turned wonderful people. I still had them. Thank you, God, for creating me. I understand the plan. I don't have your total, complete perfection and wisdom, but I can certainly see your handiwork, and I am your servant. Now, I'm preaching here because we could talk all day about this piece or that piece, and we will. But this is where it all comes out. And do we navigate it? Do we understand it? Here's an example. I can show you hours of obsessions in thousands of publications and every TV program about did Trump cover it up? When did he know Epstein did it? Did Ludnick lie about this? But there's no, hey, we're delivering the kids to Edom tonight. And those redacted names. And now Republicans have smartly gone in, the good ones, and known what to search and come out and gone, oh, Lex Wexner ran the whole thing. Gee, I told you that at least 15 years ago. Oh, this guy saying, I love the torture video is a top Saudi government official, royalty. Oh, here's a Saudi official offering their 13-year-old daughter to him. And there's hundreds of these that I just saw today. And more, we're delivering the beef jerky. He's got to have it. Everyone's so hungry for it. Give us the beef jerky. That's bags of blood of tortured children. It's not just adrenal they want. Hunter S. Thompson was told it was adrenochrome by the head Satanist in L.A. He said it got him really high. It's not adrenaline. That's part of it. It's the endorphins of a tortured child. It's all of it. But it's metaphysical. It's their sacrament. We have a little bit of wine and a piece of wafer and commune with Christ, who said, no more human sacrifice. I'm the last sacrifice. To end this Moloch crap, to end this ball stuff. Because that was the main religion, baby. You know, you went to a town or a city, that was the temple. That was the normal thing. Human sacrifice, the priest class raping the virgins, that's the children. What does Islam promise all these virgins? Yeah, in Africa, mass cannibalism, mass devil worship. Before whites ever got there, the archaeologists have gotten there. They've deciphered the cave drawings, the writings of the tribes that did write, and it's all the same thing. We worship a horned god. It gives us knowledge. It wants our babies. It wants us to torture children. It's the same with the Druids and the Aztecs and the African tribes and the Asian tribes and the Middle Eastern groups. This is the old-time religion. You always hear, I love my old-time religion of Jesus. That's the deliverer to get us out of this. Sacrifice yourself instead of sacrificing others and being a selfish Satanist. Lay down your life for others. Because the first Jewish holy book, written over 3,000 years, the Old Testament, was a group that, the one group that pulled out. They were all eating their kids. They were all sacrificing. The Jews admit that. They were all doing, everybody was doing it. They were the one group that pulled out and stopped for a little while. But just like a drunk that quits drinking for 10 years, they go back, it's 10 times worse. And when the Jews went back to it, boy, did they go back to it. Isn't that the paradox? It was the Jews first wrote in a language and exposed it all and said, quit doing it. And then you turn around today, and at the heart of it is Jewish satanic cults. But there's every group doing it too. I'm not attacking the Jews. I'm actually reporting the facts and the way out of this. But you've got to be a historical scholar to know this. Why forced cannibalism in Israel, murder case? It's unbelievable. This is Moloch. What did he name his bank accounts? Baal, Moloch. Who do they worship at Bohemian Grove? Same story. That's a bunch of Republicans, mainly Protestants. It's everywhere. It's the devil's cult. And as the paradox works in the universe, the Jews are the first to expose it. And then when that some of them backslide, the worst at bringing it back. That's the real paradigm. It absolves no one. It is the truth. So cultures that never met each other, never knew each other, do the same rituals, the same rape, the same blood drinking, the same torture of children. And every high priest and every group says, entities who've come here from the stars demand we be given this blood to show our fealty and as an offering to them to give us advanced knowledge. The Aztecs, the Mayan, the Olmecs, the Toltecs, all the Druids of Europe, all the Druids of the UK, the Scottish, the Irish, the British, all sacrificed men, women, and children to appease the gods. There's dozens of African tribes with telescopes that couldn't see it till the 50s that said there's a star system up there where they come from, and they come here and they demand we kill our children. And they draw cave drawings of the gray aliens that are thousands of years old. You see a spaceship land. They always come. It's in the Bible hundreds of times. They say, take this. And you take it, and you start hallucinating, and then they program you. So we are all guilty in every culture and every society of this. This is the devil doesn't exist. Yes, he does. And then Trump, who they've now in the files, as I told you 18 years ago, got pissed at Epstein, scooping young women out of his club that worked there, called the FBI, the police, all of it. And Epstein's in recordings, interviews, saying, that son of a bitch set me up. I want to get him. And Michael Wolff's like, well, let's say he did kids. He never did, though. But they don't care. See, but now Trump, though, because it's so horrible, he's like, Yeah, that'll kill the economy if we say America's run by Satan-worshipping blood drinkers. And he cut off the kids being smuggled in, and he's dismantling them, but it's not enough, Trump. Because you thought you could, like the Catholic Church in the last 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical groups, the ecclesiastical groups, you know, they came in and they cut up the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, and they put their liberal seminaries in. And first it was gays, and then it was pedophiles. And the church got caught and said, well, we better cover this up because it'll bring down the whole church. And then once you did that, they had blackmail on you, and now the Catholic Church at the top is run by these people. But remember, the left used all that in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, and it was the Catholics. They're all the pedophiles. The Catholics, they're the ones all doing it. Catholicism is synonymous with pedophilia. I'm not Catholic. I studied it. The average Catholic, I know some of the best people ever. Fighting tyranny, standing up. But see, that was the control. And we know that the last pope that died blackmailed his way in with the Jesuits, who were running all this, with other intelligence agencies. That's what the Jesuits are. The Society of Jesus, to control the Catholic Church. And then now it's totally globalist. Doesn't mean every member is, or every person, or every cardinal, or every bishop, but that's it, see? And the model you saw with the Catholics is the same model everywhere. I remember like 20 years ago, they go, we're handing out thousands of condoms, even to 7-year-olds, at the Boy Scouts Jubilee. And it's all a bunch of boys, and then it came out, oh my God, they had mass orgies, they raped all these kids, and now the left came in with lawyers and said, we'll fix it, we'll hide it, we'll cover it up, just let us come in, and then turned it purely into a pedophilic organization. No one was prosecuted because they controlled the courts, but now Boy Scouts of America's gone. The Catholics, the Boy Scouts, now the public schools, the private schools, the transgender, the drag queen story time, they've done this to everybody. They know what they're doing. So you have to know it's a cancer. We are stage 4. Can you get out of stage 4 every once in a while? But they want to take down only America and then the West because it was so free and Christian before it could come back like a tree you've cut down, but it can still sprout back sometimes. They want to pull it up by its roots and make sure it never comes back. So we have to expose what happened to the West, prosecute and bring to justice those who did it, but flamethrow all the other satanic cults in the world and say, you're looking at us, we're looking at you. But we start with, oh, Europe is running the attack on Trump and all this, when they are the mothership controlling the pedophile rings, as Epstein says in the new emails. We, like I said, when I confronted Bush, I said, we're being taken over by Europe, by the cult in Europe. Who's censoring us? Who's running the attacks? The unelected EU. Who's allied with China? The EU. I said that before Bush even became president. Right when he announced president, his second press conference, I was there saying, you're a globalist agent of the New World Order to take down the United States. You work for European interest in China through the CFR and Trilateral Commission. Arrested. That's stronger today, what I said, than when I said it then, because it's matured. It's even more real. It was right when I said it, but it was adolescent. Now it's old. It's ripe. Jean-Luc Brunel ran an operation in Europe bigger than Epstein's. Confirmed in every major city, supplying children as young as 3. And of course, he suicided himself in 2022. So see, oh, the EU is attacking. Oh, the Democrats are attacking. It's the Democrats. They're all over it. Not just the Clintons. They're everywhere. They're the names being redacted by Todd Blanche, the Democrat lawyer that Trump thinks he can trust. Now, did Todd Blanche say we can blackmail the left with this? As I said a year ago, Trump can either blackmail him with it, they'll stab him in the back, or he'll think he's just supporting everybody because it's too dangerous to bring out, it'll crash things, or he can bring it all out and win. And Trump, for whatever reason, for whatever thing, took the wrong road. And so, hear this. The Democrats will sweep the midterms on the current path trajectory. They will impeach Trump. It will have a trial in the Senate with all the pedophilia and the cover-up. They will limit it only to the cover-up. None of the spirit cooking, none of the eating babies, none of the buying babies, none of the thousands of Democrats involved will matter because the Democrats will control Congress. and President Trump will be impeached. But probably before that, he'll have a stroke and die. They're going to kill him with poison. And they're ready, loaded, to put it in his Diet Coke right now. You see, the Satanists have their intel. I got mine. And I have been on my knees. I slept like 2 hours last night. I spent 4 hours on my knees saying, give me the intel, God. Give it. I have all the pieces. And I'm trying to calculate it. What do I do? And I'm just like 4 hours on my face. Straight. Never sleeping, never stopping, never getting a drink of water. When I got off the carpet, there was snot and spit on the ground. When I was just like, please, give it to me. And you just got it. I got it. You just got it. And so it's been said, it's been released, the end of America, the end of the West, and that leads to a giant nuclear war and the end of life on the surface of the planet. We're all dead. And God's going to judge us. If we don't navigate this, if the Christian West doesn't come back, doesn't expose the devil worshipers, doesn't bring them down, doesn't take action now, it's over. And I just want all the Todd Blanches and all the rest of the King's men, they don't serve Trump, they serve King Charles. I want you to know that you are going to face justice. Not at my hands. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I would suggest you all either repent, if you have any goodness left in you, and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, fill me, tell me what to do. Some of you are just minions or unconscious. You'll be doing that. That's good. This is a real decision time. But for those of you that have committed the ultimate sin and crossed over the line, just know your punishment will be eternity with your energy and people that and conscious beings that resonate with your energy force. And I've been shown it repeatedly. Let me tell you, the descriptions of hell are tame compared to what you're going to be enjoying. I mean, it is unspeakable. Bathing in all these different entities, psychic garbage forever. I just being cut off from God. I mean, I just even thinking about it, I'm about to vomit. So just whoa. Okay. So they laugh. They think it's funny. They just keep laughing because the jaws of hell are open for your ass. I got something really important I want to say. Got all these big guests coming up, and I haven't even gotten into the stuff yet. God, I've spent just last night 5 hours and 3 or 4 hours this morning on it. It's everything we already know, but it's just holy Toledo. I mean, the guys in The Exorcist, which is a true story, they had an easy job. They just had to go deal with a demon vomiting on them. I mean, I have to like constantly look at all this. It's like, this is a mass exorcism of what we got to have right now. I mean, that's what we need. We need God right now. You know what? I don't blame God, and I'm not a fatalist, but if God just blew it all up right now, that would protect somebody. But I know God wants us to go through this. Air Congressman Massey, there's a couple clips of him. Yeah, just play 15 and 16. I need to take a break right now. I'm about to pass out.
But what I saw that bothered me were the names of at least six men that have been redacted that are likely incriminated by their inclusion in these files. So that's the first thing that I saw. It took some digging to find them. Then I'll let you talk about what you saw.
Well, and we discussed that. I mean, there are six men, some of them with their photographs that have been redacted, and there's no explanation why those people were redacted. And Thomas discovered it through his MIT logic with some of the searches. But, you know, that's really concerning.
There are six men. We went in there for 2 hours. There's millions of files, right? And in a couple of hours, we found six men whose names have been redacted who are implicated in the way that the files are presented.
What's your message to Pam Bondi after what you saw today?
Need to do a little more work. And I would like, I mean, we'll see her at the Judiciary Committee here in a couple of days.
At the very least, say these six men, maybe she can make public. I mean, we're happy
right,
to provide
right
the information.
I'm going to come back with the rest of this. And you know, when I said I haven't gotten to the files yet, Bohemian Grove, I've got hundreds of bombshells here. But it's pointless just to hit the bombshells if you don't explain how it's running and why it operates. And then we've got Roger Stone coming up, Robert Barnes, you name it. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, here today. But let me just do this right now, okay? I have been so freaked out in the last 11, 12 days, as you know, the normal Alex Jones up here plugging, you've not been hearing. I didn't plug once yesterday other than pointing out I did plug. And we already just bring in enough revenue to operate. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. So if the bad guys are able to shut us down, which they're very close to doing, we have the backup Alex Jones Network, that funds that. And it is so important to go there and to support the site. And the accountant called this morning. He said, we won't make payroll in 2 weeks if you don't start plugging. So, plus the products are great. And I get it, but I've just been so focused on this. It's hard when you've got stacks of all this to even focus on great products and things. But that's the jet fuel, or that's the energy that turns on the light bulb that exposes the cockroaches. So think of your funding this operation as like funding a, you know, 5 million, 20 million, whatever, candle spotlight. And that's what you're doing, plus you get great products at the same time. So we have a massive sale going until next Monday at midnight. This is the biggest sale we've done in a month. It's a huge sale. It's as big as they get. 50% off on all of the best sellers that we finally all got back in stock. We have the Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle, 50% off. Repair the gut, power the brain and the heart and everything else. The bundle price is $99, volume price $209, savings over 50%. Bovine colostrum, highest rated, very best, incredible. Methylene blue tincture, the very best. Methylene red tincture, absolutely incredible, finally back in stock. Again, that is a huge deal, over 50% off. Here's the other bundle. Modern World Survival Stack. Bundle price $89, normal value $184, over 50% off. Over 50% off. Built to support the body in a toxic, nutrient-depleted modern world. The Shilajit Complex, gummies and capsules. The CMOS gummies and capsules. Atomic Defense Super Immune Boost, good for the whole body as well. Massive deal. These are two powerful bundles at over 50% off, and your support keeps us on the air. So I need your support for the current InfoWars and the future. These products absolutely blow people away. I asked Doc Chambers, famous Green Beret colonel, highly decorated. Hey, you know, you like methylene blue? He goes, I've been on it since 2004. I got blown up. Didn't want to tell the medics that I couldn't talk and was brain damaged. So I did research and found a methylene blue, and it brought back the myelin sheaths on my brain cells, and I was smarter than ever. I'm like, well, great. I'm glad I asked you about that. I mean, you know, the guy is like 60-something years old, looks like he's 50 and can kick my ass. I mean, it's crazy. You know, he looks good on air, but even in person, it's like, damn, I'm not going to mess with this guy. He's like, methylene blue, brother. I'm like, well, why didn't I ask you before?
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, long time Trump confidant, only 50 years, former top political advisor, Roger Stone joins us at 6 after when all the stations join us to talk about the Epstein firestorm. They got the knives out for Tulsi Gabbard with the Russiagate retread. This is going to be next level intel coming up in 5 minutes, so we'll go to Roger. But before I do that, I just plugged at the end of the last hour, but this is so urgent, I'm going to do it again, and quite frankly, just cut an ad live on air, so I'm letting folks know that I'm cutting a four-minute ad right now. That's how busy I am. I was up here late last night cutting reports. I don't have time to do ads, but I got to do it because we need the funds right now, so I'm going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that. But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we, the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Binkley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th, and I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue and methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, Reload, Defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body in a toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose. CMOS capsules, incredible. CMOS is part of it. Very strong, concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Roger Stone, 50-year confidant, former chief political advisor of the president, is our guest. And Roger's talked about this a lot, you know, on election night. He said, oh, we've won. We'll take back the country and save it. And I said, no, now the deep state's coming after us. Because I knew Trump was an outlier. He really was, from outside the system, a self-made individual, a true maverick. Didn't mean he didn't interface with the establishment. He exposed it. And Roger's like, no. And Roger's right more than I am, or as much as I am. I'm not putting him down. He's admitted I was right about that. And also, when they had the grab him by the pussy statement, he called me up and he said, man, all these people are turning against him. They're about to kick him off the nomination. All this. I said, no. It's locker room talk. He's saying, my God, these women throw themselves at me. That happens to me. I'm not bragging. I don't do anything. That's just what happens when you're famous and, you know, I guess halfway good looking. And I said, watch, just hold the line. It's going to be great. And Roger's like, wow, you're right. Well, let me give you a little something here, Roger, from all the information I have. Not just Trump, not just the country, the whole world's in grave danger. The mishandling of Epstein and us wanting to be polite to the president, and I know he blew the whistle first. We knew back when you put your book out, but, you know, it got confirmed. Michael Wolff with all these anti-Trump books trying to get Epstein. Oh, say he got massages. He's like, no, he was against him. He's the guy that blew the whistle. That's in the new documents that Trump's the guy that got him arrested. But that's all ignored because of the Justice Department's handling and what they've done and them telling him, sir, it's an attack on you. He goes, oh, it's a hoax. You mean against you? He later clarified. The public doesn't see it as that. So the way the Democrats have grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat is literally torturing me to death, because it's Epstein's talking about founding the Global Clinton Initiative. It's Lex Wessner, all Democrats. It's Larry Summers. It's all of them, other than like Lutnick going to the island once with his wife and kids on a cruise boat or something. We know Disney stopped there, but it doesn't matter. They're going to focus on that. And then now they can go in and look at the unredacted stuff piecemeal, which is great, except now the Democrats are all, they're like piranhas. The Republicans that are doing it are the ones that are against Trump. There's no one, and I said this last night about Massey, and I'm not saying he's bad. I like Massey. I want, because MTG said this in a text message or an ex post Saturday. She said, I'd like to see Massey go, because she's out of Congress now, to the DOJ to look at all this. I'd like to see Massey look at beef jerky, pizza, and buying babies. Because there's 500 of those at least, maybe 1,000. I mean, I've got literal stacks of today of new ones. And in some of them are unredacted, it's Democrats. So my point is, we got Democrats drinking kids' blood. We got Democrats buying babies. And I know Ehud Barak is Obama's best buddy. They ran the Arab Spring. I'm not even a defender of Netanyahu. But Danielle was like, I'm not involved. That's Ehud Barak. That's Obama saying he funded the Arab Spring. It's Al Gore saying we want Arab Spring here. We know the left's allied with the Muslims. And they're all into this pedophilia. And it's a bunch of the Muslim leaders and princes involved. I mean, this is really bad. So this is Trump's to lose. I mean, I literally find nothing on Republicans. If I do, I'll flamethrow it. All I get is grief defending Trump. But I won't lie about him. But then, by extension, the mishandling of this, now lets Raskin run around and say Trump's covered for pedos when he knows it's all Democrats. So I am beyond pissed. And I can tell you, Roger, I know it intuitively, not just intellectually. I'm telling you, I don't know what Trump needs to do exactly, but Bondi's not a bad person. All the experts talk to you, don't think she's involved. I don't think Blanche is involved. I don't think Patel's involved in the actual stuff. But this is like 3 million, 6 million files. They just write it off. We know the middlemen looking at all this are operatives. They have set Trump up. And it's clear he's been walking in this bear trap. And I am beyond pissed because perception's reality. And the fact that they can spin this when this should be their Waterloo, the Democrats. And it's all European leaders resigning, and it's all them and the things. And then they allow, by Trump just saying, oh, it's an attack on me, so don't look at it. Well, they're making, they totally tricked him into this. So I know I'm ranting, but I'm telling you, fundamentally, this could bring down the credit and faith of the U.S. That'll collapse the West. China's heavily involved. That's been confirmed. I don't war with Russia, but they're pushing it too. They are smiling right now. We are bleeding out right now. And so many times you're walking around, you get stabbed 10 times, you don't realize you're dead to hit the ground. I mean, this is on a scale of 1 to 10, an 11, Roger. I'm done ranting. And I know you can go through, he first dropped the dime, as you wrote in your book 11 years ago, and it's all in the documents that he's the guy that exposed it and called the FBI, called everybody, the county and the city, and did it. We already know it. So that's my point, but then still, they're redacting all these Democrats, and then I don't know what to say. And I know Trump's focused on all these other big things, like, I got $20 trillion invested. I stopped the war. Well, this is bullshit. It doesn't matter, Trump, because they've made this the litmus test, and now they're setting it up, and it's working. So I told you don't panic 9 years ago. Roger, you need to panic. Go ahead.
Alex, you've got to quit mincing words and tell people what you really think.
I'm about to have a fucking heart attack. We need to save the country. I know Trump's good. We need to succeed. What do I got to fucking do to get him to stop this shit?
The president has actually already done what he needs to do, which is to issue an order to the Department of Justice to release everything. I favor full disclosure.
No, he did that 4 months ago, and they didn't do it. So fire their fucking asses. Excuse me.
Look, only yesterday, Alex, as you saw, as I reported back in 2015, the police chief of Palm Beach, Michael Ryder, conducted a 6-month undercover investigation into Epstein. And he turned over to the state attorney 33 cases of child sex trafficking, 22 cases of statutory rape of children. We now know yesterday that Donald Trump was one of those who dropped a dime on Epstein with Ryder. More evidence of that Trump has no vulnerabilities here whatsoever. And the Democrats who keep demanding full disclosure are going to be upset when they find that the Democrat Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell was on the island, that Governor and Ambassador Bill Richardson was on the island. And Bill Clinton's lie has now collapsed. He claimed he wasn't on the island, but the sworn testimony of Virginia Roberts Giuffre and at least two other Epstein victims who refused to settle their lawsuits and move forward, the sworn testimony there that he was on the island. And now you have the House Republicans demanding that the Clintons come and answer questions about that, which appears it won't be public, but it will happen. So I think that's very significant. The polling that I have seen shows people care more about grocery prices, the availability and affordability of housing, gasoline prices, crime, than the Epstein issue.
Yeah, Roger, I get that now, but I'm watching this. Plus, we could take down the globalists with this. They're going to have these hearings. They're going to do all this while the big Republicans are not like, this is all flame broiled. This is the Clintons at the island. This is them running the global initiative. This is them setting up the Great Reset, preparing the virus with Bill Gates. Obviously, Trump's nowhere to be seen. I'm saying we have them. Like, this is their Waterloo. And instead, we're being heard from Todd Blanche. Oh, there's no men abusing anybody. Nothing happened here. I mean, it just, I think you underestimate.
I may, but I also think this is a very much an internet phenomena. They have still not come up with any iota of proof that Donald Trump did anything whatsoever wrong. That
Roger,
he cut Epstein
I know
early.
That.
Well, but you can't repeat it enough times, Alex, because their narrative is somewhat to the contrary. But all of their narrative is projection and falsehood. Oh, for example, we released documents, and among those documents is the transcript of an anonymous call from a woman who doesn't identify herself, who insists that Donald Trump raped her when she was 13. She doesn't remember where it happened. She doesn't know where it happened. She won't give you her name. Why would we include that in the documents that we release? It shows nothing whatsoever.
Well, one of the Jane Does had been in a mental institution four, five times and said he raped her at a golf course that didn't get built till 4 or 5 years later.
But just to be clear, and I think you'll enjoy this because it has to do with InfoWars, there among the things released is an email exchange between Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein, in which Epstein complains that Roger Stone was just attacking me over my relationship with the Clintons. And Bannon says, where was that? And he says, InfoWars. So people say, oh, Stone is in the, he's in the Epstein files. Yeah. As an enemy of Epstein.
Well, Roger, you've been doing a full search. There's 16 we found. It's all attacking me and you.
Well, that's because we were truth tellers at this time. We were pounding away on Epstein's relationship.
Well, there's one where they're calling for my arrest in here. Epstein's like, this guy needs to be arrested. So yeah.
What's the crime?
And you're
what's
right, the spin it. Oh, they're in there. Yeah, go read them, folks. Yeah, the opposite. Now that's a feather in our hat. It's true.
Continue.
No, I mean, I'm just, what I'm telling you is that I'll get to it after you leave us, but you have the EU running giant child kidnapping rings. We covered it 30 years ago that are confirmed, convicted.
Yes.
And that, so my point is, why doesn't Trump just double down and flame broil them all? He should be doing press conferences saying, look, here's the emails, the Clinton initiative. Here's the Clintons when they're delivering, you know, I mean, it just, this will destroy the Democrats instead of just sitting there saying, oh, let's move on. That's what people don't like, Roger.
But at the same time, I don't think anyone believes Jamie Raskin. And it's Chuck Schumer who was taking money from Jeffrey Epstein. I think they have a tough case. The more they pound for full disclosure, the more I like it. I'm for full disclosure. It will only embarrass
Well, that's
them.
Their next big thing. They've got Larry Summers saying, I want to meet with Trump. Can you get into Mar-a-Lago? And Epstein just doesn't say anything. They go, look, he was in Mar-a-Lago. Trump hates Larry Summers. He banned it. There's no proof. They go, look, oh my God, it looks like he was in Mar-a-Lago. Meanwhile, we have all the emails of him going, damn this Trump. He's the guy who put me in jail. Like 18 years ago. He's like, how do I get Trump? We've already shown all that. It's retarded. But Trump just goes, cause he knows his bully just goes, well, it's all a hoax about him. He's later said, just screw it. You know, don't look at it. But he's just like he said it a few times, but not enough. No, I mean, not Epstein's bad. I'm the guy that exposed him. I'm saying me is a hoax.
Well, there's an enormous amount of disinformation out there. You saw that headline on Drudge that used to report the truth, but now just reports propaganda saying that Epstein was never banned from Mar-a-Lago.
That's what I was talking about.
I know specifically because Norma Federer, who was Donald Trump's personal assistant for many years, called me and said, when I was working for Trump, do you know, have you ever met Epstein? I said, no. Do you know who he is? I said, yeah. She says, stay away from him. Mr. Trump has banned him from all of our properties and all of our events.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They run this headline and it says, a lawyer told a lawyer, well, you're not there anymore. You're kicked out as a member, but you can still come. That's a lawyer in an email.
I think it is the perfect segue, Alex, to what's going on with Tulsi Gabbard. Here you see the same people using that same tactic.
Well, let's start over. Pull it up. It's the exact same stuff. Someone claims a report was sent that she talked to someone suspicious and then she covered it up. The same crap we got from Brennan before. It's a carbon copy. Explain. They're going after Gabbard.
Yeah, this is called, I think Nancy Pelosi said it better than anybody else. It's called the wrap-up smear. Let's examine how they did it in the Ukrainian impeachment, because this is a one-off. This is the same playbook. So the cute little Vindman brothers, who were both working for the National Security, they, between themselves, claimed to have overheard a conversation between Donald Trump and President Zelensky, in which he's inquiring about Joe Biden's crimes in Ukraine. Actually, nothing wrong with that. What we now know is that this was not just offensive, it was also defensive, because Joe Biden had pressured the Ukrainians by withholding $1 billion in aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor who was pursuing Burisma.
And how do we know that? It ain't out of a WikiLeaks. He said it on C-SPAN.
Right. So what the Vindman brothers, one of whom's in Congress, one of whom is running for the Senate, who, by the way, got a handsome defense contract from Ukraine for their service to the deep state, they then give that information to Eric Ciamella, who becomes the whistleblower. So the whistleblower is reporting on a totally fabricated claim. Now, in the case of Tulsi Gabbard, some foreign national, unidentified, was speaking to another foreign national regarding a member of the Trump entourage. But the actual contents of this conversation are supposedly so sensitive, we can't even know what they sent, what were they speaking about. And then they classify that document, they seal it, and then they tip off the Wall Street Journal that this exists. A total and complete setup. The Wall Street Journal fails to mention, or mentions in paragraph 19, that this was examined and that Tulsi Gabbard was completely
cleared. So it's
cleared.
A carbon copy of the same crap they've done like eight times. Bottom line, anybody they're attacking is good. Tulsi Gabbard has delivered the goods of election fraud, of lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, of the Russiagate hoax. She's been one of the best servants of the RFK Jr. They're both, you know, twin MVPs, and we should all absolutely support her and pray for her.
But this is an important point, and I want to do it right now. When I did an interview with my friend Eric Metaxas the other day, I made a misstatement, and I want to correct it. What I said was that sources told me that Tulsi Gabbard had actual proof that there had been foreign interference and manipulation of our elections through the voting machines. I was incorrect. My sources tell me she has evidence that that technology absolutely positively exists, but it remains to be seen whether the people who did this were dumb enough to keep the records that prove that they did it. So I correct my public statement. There's still an open investigation. We'll wait for Gabbard and the others in
so
the government.
So let's move out of that then. I mean, I don't think she's in danger unless they can brainwash Trump into it. Am I correct?
Trump loves her. Trump told me last week she's doing a tremendous job, and he's absolutely right. She had the courage to declassify the Russian collusion documents, which document
Ratcliffe
seditious conspiracy.
By the way, Ratcliffe's implicated in the Epstein files in a moment. So let's move on to this then. Looking at this, pulling back from this, and looking at the numbers on the midterms, you, and I believe you because you're always honest on air and off air, you said Trump's going to lose in 2024 because the victory won't be big enough. They're going to steal it. You explained how it all worked. We got to have a huge override to do it. You are positive about the midterms. Doesn't mean folks need to go to sleep, but I you've never been wrong on elections. That's very heartening. Why do you say that?
Because in politics, a week is a lifetime. Because our politics are exceedingly volatile. So anyone who tries to tell you that they know what's going to happen a little more than a year from now cannot possibly know. Look at the way politics changed after Butler, Pennsylvania, just for example. So you're going to have a number of cataclysmic events between now and the election, all of which could change the political landscape. But I'm also confident that the backdrop for the elections is quite good. Inflation is down. Food prices are down and coming down further. Gas prices are down. Once we get a non-political Federal Reserve and we get an interest rate cut that is actually based on unemployment statistics and inflation statistics under the leadership of Bill Pulte and Secretary Bessent, this housing market is going to boom.
That's not hype. We have the largest short selling in history. It goes right back to the Rothschilds. I have zero hedge attacking all sectors trying to drive down the economy. But all the real numbers come in are very positive. Energy's down by almost half. It is true that Trump's plan's working. The question is it a day late, a dollar short? Or do we explain to the public if Trump did anything wrong, it was over-promising, under-delivering, but he is delivering? I mean, we know it'd be night and day with Kamala Harris.
Well, the other good point here is, which you touched on recently at the beginning, is the Republicans will have an enormous financial advantage. That means that they will have the money to out-communicate the fake news media. See, I don't know how you calculate the value of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. Those are not journalism outfits. Those are
propaganda organizations.
Right. But if you have the money to pay for communications, you can out-communicate them. So they don't get to set the narrative. They don't get to set the pace. Trump is a fundraising machine, and he's going to raise even more. The party's in the best financial shape it's ever been. Now, the third element of this is in the Republican primaries. This is why I'm very proud to be on the board of Flynn PAC, General Flynn's Political Action Committee. We seek to go into the primaries and nominate men and women who are solid America First Republicans. When electing a rhino, while it will help you hold the House, it will not help you forward the agenda. So the first big test will come in the Republican primaries around the country.
Oh, let me speak to that, because you hit the key here. A lot of people want to be purists, and I respect that, and be mad at Trump. It's not perfect. Okay, but we're getting patriots elected. We're moving the needle more than we ever did. You and I, for decades fighting this, had, you know, almost no purchase, no traction. Now we're getting it. And so look at Trump as a beachhead with the good cabinet people, you know, and the good DHS people and Gabbard and RFK and Homan and all that. Look at all the good there and say, when stuff's bad, we're against it. We speak out. But at the same time, get involved. Don't let it demoralize you. Things aren't perfect. Run for office. Support your candidates, because this is a big fight. Why do we have record numbers of Republicans leaving Congress? And could we potentially lose the majority before the election in 9 months, Roger Stone?
Look, this is the establishment. They know how to run things based on decades and decades of control. So if they can cut some swarmy deal to get a House Republican to resign for some cushy job to try to steal the majority, something they tried once before, I wouldn't put that beyond them. But they're underfunded. They have no argument. What is their program for America? Everything is anti-Trump. How will they create jobs?
Well, explain how that works. They'll tell a congressperson, we'll make you the CEO for $4 million a year for 5-year guaranteed contract, resign. That's what they're doing.
Well, we have to pray that those people have the fortitude not to play ball. This margin is very, very thin. That's why we need to nominate better candidates and run better campaigns. Trump is going to give you the economic backdrop you need to do that. I am actually bullish on the midterm elections. I think we could gain seats in both houses if we do it right.
I wouldn't call you a pessimist, but you were always right. You'd say, don't tell anybody. Trump's going to lose because they're going to steal. He needs at least a 10-point victory to override. And you were right. You called it. You said he's going to win the popular and the electoral. It'll be the biggest landslide ever, as big as Reagan or Nixon. But because of the fraud, it'll just be a moderate sweep. You nailed it. So you don't blow smoke at people. That makes me feel good. But I don't want everybody to go to sleep now thinking we're going to still win. What do we need to do to make sure the Republicans maintain the Senate and gain in the House?
Well, first of all, we have to pray that the Supreme Court allows the president to continue his incredibly successful tariff programs. It's bringing billions of dollars. We need that interest rate cut, but that's coming. Beyond that, I think that we're in very good shape going into the election, and the economic indicators are only going to get better.
Let's talk about voter ID they're trying to kill. Straight ahead with Roger Stone. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Congressional subpoena and by a federal law at this point. We want all of the information to come out, And the only redactions should be the names of the victims and the identifying information. Unfortunately, they violated that precept by releasing the names of a lot of victims, which is either spectacular incompetence and sloppiness on their part, or, as a lot of the survivors believe, a deliberate threat to other survivors who are thinking about coming forward, that they need to be careful because they can be exposed and have their personal information dragged through the mud as well.
On the document mentioning the president, just to drill down to make sure I'm understanding right, are you saying you saw redactions that you can't explain for any other reason other than that they would be embarrassing to the president?
No, but I don't know why that was redacted. It was puzzling to me that that conversation was redacted.
And just about Mar-a-Lago and the timeline of when he was a member.
Yeah, it was about Mar-a-Lago and a conversation in which Donald Trump then allegedly said in conversation with Epstein lawyers and others that Epstein was not a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he was a guest at Mar-a-Lago.
Now, see, this isn't about defending Trump, it's about defending the truth, Roger. I want to finish up with Epstein and get back to the other big news. But we have the documents saying 18 years ago, he blew the whistle and got Epstein arrested. Epstein told Wolf that in all these emails, that he hates Trump, he got him arrested. And then years later, he says, yeah, he's a scumbag. Everybody knew it. We have McCain's wife saying that. So here's Trump exposing it. And then Raskin spins that as if Trump's done something bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the same Jamie Raskin who insisted that he would produce proof. Proof, he said, that Roger Stone and Alex Jones were involved in the illegal actions of January 6th. And produced no such thing because, well, why? It doesn't exist. That's why. This guy has no public credibility. Since Adam Schiff left the House, he's probably the single worst member of the House. His father was a notorious communist. I believe he's a Marxist as well. There is no there. These people are playing a game. But you're right. The only solution is, at the end of the day, full and complete disclosure. I have an interest in this because I'm tired of reading about people on 4chan saying, oh, Roger Stone was seen on the island and we know it was him because we saw the Nixon tattoo on his life. That's bullshit. And if anybody wants to say it and use their real name, yes, I'll sue you. I'm one of the guys that exposed Jeffrey Epstein as early as 2015. It's all in my book. The FAA manifests, the diary in which Epstein's butler circled the names of those he thought were involved in pedophilia. So they're running a bluff, but I don't think it is working. They have nothing on Trump. That's why they have to keep trying to take nothing and turn it into something like this anonymous Jane Doe phone call, which has no credibility at all.
And that's why I don't like the mishandling of it, because we already know all this, and I totally agree with you. And so that's what's so frustrating, is it's all Democrats. I mean, here's an example, then we'll move on. I mean, I'm just beside myself right now. We have Steve Jobs' widow that owns The Atlantic that calls for all of our arrests. Here she is with Ghislaine Maxwell, massively on the island, over and over again on record, her name all over it. And they put out 3 days ago what everyone assumes about Jeffrey Epstein. No, he's not an elitist. Nothing's happening. Okay. And then we've got years ago, Maureen Powell Jobs publication saying the great fake child sex trafficking epidemic. There is no child trafficking, even though they just saved at DHS 150,000 kids of the 300,000 they shipped in or more. And you've got all the real stuff showing all this. So to me, it is just extremely frustrating when all it is Democrats in these emails talking about all this horrible stuff, and then Trump is just like, I want to move on because the DOJ won't do anything. I get he's like powerless, but it's just, we got to have some response to this because it's the Democrats trying to sexualize children and drag queen story time and the pedophilia, not just here, but in Europe. It's all these European officials resigning, but because Trump is busy and says, I'm worried about real stuff, I'm not involved. I get he's like 79, doesn't give a, you know what. He's always not giving them, like you said, really not now. I get what the psychology. I'm just saying he needs to let them have it because the Democrats and the Republicans that are, you know, out there like Massey, they're going to have a heyday in Congress cherry picking this. Do you see how Trump not exposing, Trump not engaging it allows them to cherry pick, Roger?
I understand your arguments, but at the same time, you saw that headline. There is no child sex trafficking. But then how would you explain the thousands of arrests just in the last week by FBI director?
But that's Cash the Democrats Dell. And the and like Trump should say, oh, look at the owner of Atlantic saying there's none of this. We just saved all these kids. You're at the island, bitch. He should just be given the file, given the talking points, and annihilate. What I want is we can annihilate them, Roger. They have been caught, and somehow they're spinning it onto Trump.
I get your argument. I think full disclosure is the best disinfection, with the exception of redacting, of course, the names of the victims.
That's right. So let's start over. I've known you, met you like 16 years ago, and a few of the times at Kennedy, JFK, eventually you're a top JFK researcher. But we talked here and there. But you approached me and said, Trump's going to run for president. He's a good guy. Look at all this. I'm like, yeah, great. You know, when they attacked him, I said, yeah, I mean, I like him. So I've known you intensely for about 11 years. You've never been wrong when it comes to calling elections. And this makes me have a lot of solace. But almost, not like Q stuff, we're all saved, everything's fine, get popcorn out. But you said he'll win in 2016, he'll lose in 2020 because of fraud, he'll win, you described it perfectly. You're saying, repeat what you said off air to me, why we're in a good position. This is important.
We're in a good position because, first of all, the backdrop fundamentals are very strong. People vote on the economy. They don't I hate to say this, and the president gets huge credit, for example, settling the war between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. It's a noble pursuit. It's a great accomplishment. And 8 other foreign wars that he's ended. But the American people don't care. They care about the price of a pound of hamburger. They care about the price of a gallon of gasoline. They care about whether they can find a place to rent or buy to have a roof over
there. By the way,
their
rent's head. Historic lows. It's happening. Talk about the success.
And they care about the buying.
We see the zone flooded with fake economic news. I talked to real economists. They go, no, it's turning around.
Well, I think it was Barry Habib, who's one of the foremost experts on mortgages and housing, pointed out to me this trend where they put out with great fanfare a huge economic number, the unemployment number or the inflation number. Biden did this repeatedly, gets huge headlines. Then 3 weeks later, they very quiet and sheepishly revise that number down substantially, which nobody sees. You won't see that in the Trump administration. We are posting very solid numbers in every indicator, unemployment, inflation, mortgage rates at an all-time low. I got a text from somebody got a mortgage at 5%. That is unheard of.
No, I'm talking to all people I know. They're like, God, we already see it in Austin. We're trying to find a house. We finally found one, but our rents already, we got a new place for 20% lower.
So I just think that we have a financial advantage. It allows us to cancel out a ton of the fake news media. Yeah, people will see Jamie Raskin on CNN, but they'll also see our advertising, which will be driving the issues on which people vote.
Well, Roger, that's my paradox, is I know he's trying to get peace. I know he controlled the border. I know he's kicking ass with ICE. It's all so good. And then to watch Todd Blanche get up there and say, There are no victims. There's no men did anything wrong. You can read like we're delivering you the girl. We got a sex slave. And then it's a Democrat. I'm just like, man, it's like, God, it's one thing to not get indictments of bad guys. That's bad enough. People want, but then to have a bad guy tell us everything's fine, there's nothing there. It just enrages people because if we support Trump, we then think, well, now we're supporting Todd Blanche. There's got to be some bifurcation line. You know what I'm saying?
But you also see how desperate they are. In this entire attempt to question Trump's health and vitality. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
So yeah, you don't want to get into off-record stuff, but you were with him Friday at dinner at Mar-a-Lago. You say he looked great.
He looks great. Considering the week that he put in, he looks terrific. He works, literally, he works like a dog. He works around the clock. There's no evidence whatsoever of any physical or mental decline. He didn't have to take.
Let's be honest, with super alpha males, it's an addiction. I mean, and if you, his daughters have said, if you ever stop, you probably die. That's by now. He's told me, like, these super alpha males, you're probably going to be one as a little kid. You understand? My uncle was like a super alpha male, ran a bunch of companies. He goes, listen, you're going to work the day you die. If you ever stop, you die early. He goes, just accept it. As you get older, you can't stop working. You're going to stop sleeping. It's the family genetics. I guess Trump's got even worse than we do, but this is how it works.
Well, but think about this, though. The people who never question Joe Biden's mental acuity or his physical health, the people who attacked people like Laura Trump when she raised that very legitimate question, now they're trying to say that Trump is in some way ill. He didn't have to take and make public his cognitive test, but he did it and passed it with flying colors. He's made all of his medical records public. He's in the best shape of his life, considering how hard he works. He's doing great. But they try to plant this idea that, you know, he's ill, he's slipping. I see no evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, let's be honest. His greatest strength is also weakness. More than ever, he always is confident, doesn't care what other people think. But you've told me, and others have, this is literally, I don't give an F. This point, he is like, which is a good thing is they can't influence him, but it also becomes, it's hard to influence him. Like, he's gotten to a, be honest, Roger, what's Trump like now?
Well, but let's be very clear. They tried to keep him off the ballot in 50 states. He stopped them. They tried to impoverish him. They tried to break him financially. He beat them. They tried to lock him up in jail. He beat them. They said he couldn't possibly win the White House again. It had only been done once in history. It was implausible. They tried to tell us it was impossible. He won. You can see why he's a little cocky right now, can't you? I can. And he doesn't have to run for re-election, and he knows that. So he can make the tough calls that he has to make to turn the country
around.
He's
beyond cocky. He's on a mission. You told me years ago. He's fatalistic, not in a, like, suicidal way. He's going to do it, and that's the way it is.
Look, I don't think he's terribly introspective. I think he's more interested in getting the job done. He wants to make the country safer and more prosperous than it's ever been before. And he believes, as I do, as he continues to do that, we will not only win the midterm elections, but we will elect a Republican to succeed him. All these panickins who are ready to throw in the towel in an election that's more than a year away, do not understand how politics works.
All right. Well, I'm not a panickin. I'm a victorian. And when I see, I mean, Roger, you got to admit, Ed Martin being removed out of the task force. I was told Trump got really pissed. There was a meeting yesterday about it, and he's mad at Todd Blanche. I know you want to get into that. But, I mean, that people don't like that.
I don't really know what happened there. I did see yesterday that Martin and Blanche had posted a picture together. So I assume things are somehow patched up. But again, a sideshow. Go out on the street and ask the first three people who Ed Martin is or who Todd Blanche is. And they don't know, but they do know the price of a pound of hamburger. That's why this deal with Argentina is absolutely crucial. You see, under the radical environmental policies of Joe Biden, the U.S. herd, our cattle herd,
but to the lowest level ever.
It's down to 26 million.
Well, they killed 200 million of our chickens.
I mean, one thing I know about you, Jones, you love a good steak, right? Mm-hmm. Well, soon, had Trump not done this deal with Argentina, because the beef in Mexico, in northern and central Mexico, is infected with screwworm. So we used to get a lot of beef from Mexico, but we can't do that anymore. This was a brilliant deal with Argentina.
Yeah, let's be clear. Where Trump needs to, he'll use a foreign country and help him. For those who don't know, my family is in cattle. We used to be experts. I wouldn't claim an expert now, but I've worked as a farmer and a rancher and done more stuff than most cowboys claim they've done. But I still won't claim to be a real cowboy because the real ones are incredible people. But you're absolutely right. Trump's breaking up the big three beef packing monopolies that cause the biggest problems, and he's cutting them off. You know, he brought in, now there's two big companies they brought in to force into it. He'd be mad at Walmart, but they weren't allowed to beef pack. He brought them in and others. So that's breaking that up. And he is bringing in this really inexpensive good beef to lower the price immediately, which then forces the monopolies who are going to lose money to drop it. And it's already happening. So strategically, when you know a business industry, Trump is hitting him right where it hurts.
Well, an 18% increase in the beef imports from Argentina. The cattle, the U.S. cattlemen don't have an answer. I know they're unhappy. It's understandable. But they don't have an answer to the problem because there is no more beef in the United States.
Well, plus the bottleneck is the Packers, and they paid off the Cattlemen Association to not talk about it. Trump just literally rooked the big three because, or you say big four, because he did this. It's a genius move.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant, brilliant move. And of course, we can't buy beef from Brazil because they're a leftist regime. So I think the great thing here is Trump helps an anti-globalist ally, Javier Milei in Arizona. At the same time, Argentina. He gets lower beef prices for the American people. It's a brilliant move.
Yeah, I mean, I know the beef industry more than most, working in it a lot of my life. I wouldn't, again, claim to be an expert, but I'm not compared to the public. I'm a super expert in it. And that's exactly what you need to do to drive down prices. But it's more than driving prices. It messes with the monopoly in beef packing that plays this game about foreign beef, but then manipulates the herd here. And Biden, as John Kerry, as climate czar, announced, his job, like they've killed like 30% of the cows in the Netherlands, Ireland, all over. Same thing here. They literally had policies that killed 200 million egg-laying hens and that set up systems to shut down beef production. So we don't have, as you said, at the base level, we ain't got the beef. So that drives up prices. What does Trump do? He brings in beef to then cut out the monopoly and immediately lower prices. It's the move.
Yeah, it really is brilliant. I give Secretary Bessin carrying out the president's instructions
and beef,
on this.
And beef is a microcosm. Beef is a microcosm of everything Trump does. Because I do know the beef business, and I've heard about it my whole life, and I've had experts. So I know that. I'm like, oh, God, that's the perfect move.
Yeah, the only thing I don't understand is why Trump himself likes his steaks well done. To me, that just seems sacrilegious.
Well, I'm a medium guy. Aren't you rare?
I'm rare. I'm a right winger. I like raw meat.
Well, I like rare if it's a thinner steak, like a ribeye or something. You need to go with a medium. Or
it depends. I mean, I find the ribeye usually to be a little fattier than I like, so I'll usually go with the New York strip, and I'll go with rare plus. So it's not totally raw.
Nice sure. How would you cook a king size porterhouse?
It's very hard because it has the bone. Therefore, it's difficult to get the char on the outside. But I would go medium rare on that because you don't want to overcook the fillet side.
I agree, but that's a taste.
You're making me think of the greatest steakhouse in America, by the way, which is Sparks in New York, where, of course, there was a gangland killing at the front door.
And they killed the leader of the Gambinos?
Yeah, I think that's right. I have to go back and look, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get serious here at the end. I'm not a panicking. I started this with, like, you've been a little upset before. I've said everything is okay. I'm just saying the potential of this. I mean, if you read the stuff, this is like cannibalism, murder of children. It's all Democrats. And I put a video out last night. I said, Massey, you say you want all this out. You've got all this stuff with cannibalism and buying babies, and it's Democrats, so good, great. Make it all about Trump all day. That's fine. But I don't want us to make it all about Trump better release all this when it's stuff already released they don't cover. You see the forest for the trees argument?
I do, but I also think that if you sit, not that you do this, but if one sits and watch social media all day, they get a very warped view of what the average people on the street, the people who are going to vote in this election, think. They really do. So I think there's a great difference between, I hate to call this, but politically elites, those who are following American politics more carefully, and average voters who just know that things are much better than they were 2 years ago.
No, I agree. We can get both the bad guys in the elite, but also the populist elite. By elite, we study constantly. We up in our ivory tower, so academic, we can like overanalyze it. We're saying you see it, the grassroots victory.
I think in the end, yes, because the economy more than anything else drives our elections. This is why the big beautiful bill was so crucial. Had we not gotten the big beautiful bill passed, if you hadn't continued the greatest single tax cut in American history, if you had not cut the tax on tips which guts the Democrat Nevada machine, if you had not taken 88% of those receiving Social Security benefits will now pay no taxes on them. Those are huge victories.
No, I agree. Trump doesn't talk about that.
The benefit has not fully manifested itself.
He'll talk about trillions of investment that's coming. He should be talking about that. Getting rid of a lot of Social Security tax, getting rid of tax on tips. He should be talking about that.
I think as you see him out on the road, I think this is very important. He has announced that he's going to hit the hustings hard, I think relatively soon. This has two great benefits. One, he can put out his message, but two, I think the more you're outside of Washington and you get a chance to meet and talk to regular people, average people, you get a much better feeling for what.
Well, that's right. We always see Trump get more populist and radical once he's outside of D.C. because he kind of is a creature of his environment, interfacing with CEOs and world leaders. As soon as he gets with the people, we get the more populist, fire-breathing Trump.
And he learns from the people, and he gets strength from his audiences. You could tell when you watched Hillary Clinton campaign, she hated people. She didn't want to be talked to.
Oh,
she was
you
above
know Trump
that.
A thousand times better than me, but my conversation is all, did you see that rally? The energy was great. What great people. That was better than a concert. He literally is an energy guy.
No, he loves people, and he loves to learn from them. So, and we have a much better bench. I mean,
yeah, that's why. For those who know, he still occasionally sits at the White House switchboard at night just taking calls.
Well, Ken Kachigian, who's a brilliant presidential speechwriter, worked for both Nixon and Reagan, made this point to me on Sunday, which we have a stronger lineup of party leaders and surrogates. You've got Bobby Kennedy. You've got Scott Bessent. You have on a limited basis Secretary of State Marco Rubio. You have on a limited basis Tulsi Gabbard. You've got an all-star lineup here to take our message to the people. Who do they have? Obama and Michelle? I think that act is over.
No, they have Newsom, I mean, and Stephen A. Smith, I think he's going to run for president, and they've got Crockett.
Bernie Sanders, who used to criticize millionaires and billionaires, now Bernie only criticizes billionaires. Why? Well, it's because Bernie and his wife skimmed enough money from his two presidential campaigns in media placement fees. Not illegal, but I think unless you disclosed it to your donors.
Well, let's be clear. They were millionaires 30 years ago. It just got caught. They always had four or five houses. They always drive $100,000 cars. They were on private jets. They got caught. They're worth, well, that's what we want. Where are the indictments of the Somalis? Like, we win the midterms and Trump wins if we indict Ilhan Omar. Like, it's so simple. Why can't the Justice Department, when she's caught red-handed, we've seen the documents. I'm telling you, man.
I agree entirely, and I hope and I think that that's coming. I think a lot of people are going to go to jail in the Somalia scandal. And this scandal, before the 26th election, is going to spill over to Michigan, to Ohio, to Oregon, to Washington State, to California. California, I mean, Gavin Newsom wants to be president. How does he explain the millions of dollars that have literally just disappeared?
It's like $100 billion. And I love how the vice president is starting a task force on him. I know you got to go. StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com. Roger, amazing interview. Thank you so much for everything you do. You don't BS. So the fact that you publicly gave your prognosis, I've not seen you been wrong yet on your prognosis. So I'm feeling good now. But we got to stay engaged, though, right?
Absolutely. Everybody, nobody can throw in the towel. Now's the time to work, and now's the time to fight.
Yeah, and I think we cover what's wrong with Trump does. But remember, we got to spill our time on the Democrats, what they've done. They hope we all just holier than thou attack Trump. No, we'll criticize Trump when it's needed, but we're going to spend most of our time on them. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Many thanks. God bless you.
Robert Barnes, straight ahead. Massive News. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. out there, you've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've had four members of Congress in the last 2 days call me and text me, and I'm not going to say their names and say, because they know I'm an expert on this, what should we investigate, what should we look at, and things like what files do we search, because they saw MTG say search Saturday the jerky files and the pizza files, and I said, just do that. And they're like, okay, well, my staff's looking, but, you know, you're the expert, what do we go with? And I literally have a congressperson just now saying, hey, where's my stuff? I'm not complaining. I was up till 1 a.m. last night reading this stuff. I was up at 4 a.m. I mean, I'm not complaining. I just, and I haven't even gotten to all that. I mean, this stuff is horrific. And it's all Democrats. And Trump, because his lawyers are Democrats, they're just lying to him. And that's what it is. It's so sick. He's on record first getting Epstein arrested. That's in the documents. We told you that 10 years ago. But Trump and his brain is, I'm innocent. It's crap. You move on. And he's something else, man. It gives me a headache. I mean, I've got a raging headache right now. Because I already had a headache, and then these Congress people are, where's my stuff? And I'm not mad at them. I'm flattered they're asking me, and I'm like, Lord have mercy. Just go to the Epstein files on the damn internet and type it in. And they're like, well, we want the names. They're asking, like, what are the names that are redacted? I said, I don't know, but you can always cross-reference it. It turns out it's Democrats or leftists. They're the ones resigning worldwide. And I watched Trump take this ultimate victory. It'd be like you won a $50 million lottery ticket, and then you just burn it up. Oh, my God. I don't even want to defend Trump at this point. Roger just did it. Because we already know he blew the whistle. We already know it's in the FBI files. It came out. We already knew all that. But then you put Todd Blanche in there, a Democrat scumbag. What do you expect? So it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You're complicit by extension. And I'm not going down with the ship. I'm getting really pissed right now, folks. I've been working too much. I know too much. This is going to bring the country down. And if America goes the whole world, I'm serious. We're not in Kansas anymore. I'm going to go to break and back with Robert Barnes, get his expert take on this. Former Trump lawyer, you name it. Take a deep breath. Somebody do this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're always going to get from me the unvarnished truth. But as the Bible says, all of us are fallen. So I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to tell you the best I got. I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those thealexjonesstore.com. So no matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody. I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we run the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on Ultramethylene Blue, on the Bovine Colostrum, on the new Methylene Red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if I wanted to just give you salacious stuff, we, as people go through these 3 million plus files, it's torture. Because I got three daughters and a son, and I'm telling you, like, I don't want to have a heart attack. My brain, I'll just be honest with you, I'm not acting tough. Everybody's talking about peace. My brain is like, kill, kill, kill. My brain just kill, 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 kill. I mean, we're talking about torturing kids, eating them, draining their blood. It's all Democrats. Lex Wexner, as we always told you decades ago, it's all coming out. And then I watch the Trump admin screw the pooch and say, oh, there's no people victimizing kids. We'd have done something about it. I'm just like, as I said 10 months ago, when they started the cover-up, I said, just shut up if you do a cover-up, because I know you're not involved in it, and I'm not a Machiavelli. I'm not a lesser two evils, but if I'm in a lifeboat that's leaking, that's better than a lifeboat that's sunk. And so, you know, Roger puts his nice spin on it and all that. That's great. Yeah, the economy's number one, but not for long when these hearings start. To watch Jamie Raskin up there, oh, we got Trump, when this thing is, I mean, I say 99% Democrat, I can't find Republicans anything substantive. I mean, you got Lundin moving in next door to him and in part of an investment firm and going over for coffee once and before that going to, you know, on some cruise by the island. I mean, it may seem suspect, but then you've got Lex Wexner and the CIA and George Herbert Walker Sr. And him putting him in charge of airlines in 1991 and CIA and all, and, you know, delivering the cannibal goodies. And I'm just notice, and I'm not against Thomas Massie. I don't want to say he's bad yet. But I said last night, I said, if I don't see Thomas Massie, which MTG did say, she said to Massie over the weekend, she said, I want to see you search beef jerky and pizza. But instead, it's all about, oh, they might have redacted names. No. I want to know about buying babies at Zorro Ranch. I want to know about burying bodies. Epstein responding to women that he's bought babies from. I want to redact those names. So, see, the Democrats are all running around, and the Republicans that like to be, you know, holier than thou, which I think is fine if they're really doing it, they're not looking at the meat and potatoes of this. So Trump has made the wrong decisions. They said, sir, they sprinkled this bullshit in there about you. So we called all that right before he even did it. He was the guy saying, hey, this is BS, don't do it. I said, you've been set up. And now they've done it. And now I got the King of England saying, yeah, go ahead and arrest my brother. This could bring down the United States very easily, then the West, then the world. And you've got the left trying to use it to discredit Trump. Don't they get, once this thing gets going, it's game over. They have to bring out the real people. They have to prosecute the real people. This can't be used by both political sides. It's out of control. It's beyond playing with fire. It's like playing with antimatter bombs. You're like, I got a bomb that'll blow you up. It blows the whole world up. Don't hit the button. So I haven't gone through the new files today, and by the time I got on air, there's even more. Bohemian Grove and buying babies and cannibalism and world leaders saying, have my 13-year-old daughter. I mean, it is mind-blowing. Because, yeah, we're vindicated. I was the guy that first primarily talked about this 30 years ago. I just platformed people that were incredibly intelligent and proven, like Ted Gunnarsson and others, that didn't have big platforms. They were at conferences and, you know, Troy radio shows. I was able to get on syndicated radio. So I got the number one show locally within a year, and I thought, can I call up a syndicator? They said, yeah, you put an ISDN line or connect us, and we'll put you up. And then I found this radio locator magazine for the stations that every station got for free. And I put an ad on the front page of it saying, please pick my show up. And I went from 30 stations to 150 the first month. And I was like, wow, the American dream. That's what Roger Ailes did with Limbaugh. I did it myself. Not that I'm that smart. I'm just like, how do I get on stations? So that's why I was so successful, was because I just did little things. Like, I was at the local radio station, and I'm like, hey, I want to put an ISD in line. I'm getting syndicated. And like the program manager was a liberal. He goes, you may have high ratings at night here, but sure, you're syndicated. Sure, if you pay for it, we'll let you put an ISD in line. Like $100 a month back then. And then about a month later, he's like, I'm hearing callers from all over the country. How's that happening? And then Jay Leno talked about it 6 months later. And I was all like, it's not about me. The point is, I came up from the grassroots, folks. I've crawled through all this. I have context. And I am so pissed at Trump and his administration for the mishandling and all of it. But I'm pissed because I get to watch Jamie Raskin do victory laps when they're all completely complicit in real stuff and act like it's us. And I am beyond pissed right now. Robert Barnes, I love you. Great historian, top lawyer. You've been warning about this for a long time. You can go wherever you want with this. We'll also get into some of the latest stuff. But, I mean, my God, where do you want to go? What should Trump do? What should we do? I mean, this is just insane.
Well, I think the first thing is, I think it's useful for your audience to know that being this right on steroids is not an enjoyable experience for you. That, you know, knowing that having final conclusive proof that the worst aspects of what you said were happening, were happening. That, I mean, no, there's
I
no aspect.
You read my psychology. I feel like you're my psychologist because I'm like, literally, you always know what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm dying right now.
Yeah, it's because it's so morally horrendous. You didn't want it to be true. You would much rather have been proven wrong. It would have been a very delightful day if you were proven wrong and none of this horrible evil was happening at this scale that's implicating the entire global deep state, the entire Bilderberg group, all of these elites. I mean, like right now, the UK government is about to collapse over this. Hiring. For how long have we been identifying that the UN refugee program?
A whole bunch of other European governments are collapsing, and they're all liberals. And then Trump sits there with our moment of victory with his thumbs up his ass.
Correct. The way this happened, and we remember, we did a 2-hour show about this last year, almost 8 months ago. I know the people in the White House saw the show because I know the people that got it to them. And what we warned was that this was taking a cover-up strategy. It was a setup. It was always a setup. Now, what's become more clear to me is that Pam Bondi was in on the setup. That pay-for-play Pam cut a deal. The deal was she could use the Justice Department as her personal cash register for her lobbyist pals, and in exchange, she would cover for the Democrats in the deep state. That's why we saw very belated prosecutions against Comey and James only happened because Trump went public with criticizing, and even those cases were so poorly handled, they got dismissed, and now they're trying to maybe reinstate him on appeal rather than just reindicting. That's why we've seen no prosecution of Adam Schiff. That's why we've seen no prosecution of all the people that Bill Pulte has referred for various forms of mortgage fraud. That's
why you don't just say stuff, because we weren't sure about Bonnie, we were sure about Blanche. You're now saying she's Darth Vader. She's bad.
Absolutely. The quid pro quo was, I will cover for the deep state. The deep state lets me treat the Justice Department as a personal cash register for my lobbyist allies and pals, including Pfizer, some of the nastiest corporations on the list, big tech, derailing antitrust cases, derailing QI-tam cases, derailing fraud cases, derailing Foreign Corrupt Practices Act cases.
Kennedy pulls fluoride out, she blocks it. Pulls poison shot, she blocks it. She's a damn villain.
Oh, and I'll give you an example. I just found out that I was one of the people that got smurfed by Act Blue. 2 days after it was announced that I was representing you, somebody went in and gave a $100 contribution in my name to Act Blue. I never donated to Act Blue. No money came out of my account from Act Blue.
Yeah, look somebody how smart just, they think they are. Yeah, so they steal our identities, sole part of their harassment. Do they not realize how this is a world fourth turning, the edge of a giant? They think they're not in the old world. You're not in your old white shoe boy. Do they not realize what they've done?
In fact, right now, they are threatening people that if they continue to talk about this, that Pam Bondi will come after them personally with criminal charges.
Oh, let me stop you. General Flynn, as we know, is not a BSer, and I later confirmed this. I'm going to stop the DOJ guys just 2 days ago. Flynn's wife, family got called that Bondi is doing an investigation of him and his whole family and other prominent people that they know want to keep Trump true, which means they're about to make some major moves. So you just said that this is outrageous. And do they think threatening us makes us go away? Get the wrong people here.
Yeah, we've been down this road many, many times. They've been threatening you for a quarter century. They tried to, they tried to bribe you, then they tried to threaten you, then they did massive lawfare, tried to threaten all kinds of bogus criminal prosecutions and criminal cases. They tried to do it on everything. They've done it to me. I've been on every agency bad list, the CIA, FBI, DOJ, ICE, you name rogue, DHS, you name a rogue agency in the federal government, federal judges, state court judges. I've had all kinds of rogue actors threaten me over my career.
It's all not because we don't want to rob taxpayers and rape kids.
Exactly. I mean, hey, it's what Thomas Massie says. I vote with Trump 91% of the time. I just can't do it when they want to protect pedophiles, go into endless war, or do the deep state's bidding. And Trump got snookered into this, now embarrassing himself. Now it's going to bring down Pam Bondi will bring down the administration if he doesn't fix this now. He's got to get rid of Bondi, get rid of Blanche. Put in two new people that you can have respect for, that the MAGA
Start
has
over.
Respect
I
for.
You to, I don't want to interrupt you. Start over. I totally agree with you. By the way, Roger on air didn't want to say it, but behind the scenes, he's like, explain, like, this is existential. We don't want Trump to fail. We know he's way better. Please listen to us, Trump. Tell him what's going to happen.
If they don't get rid of Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche, then what's going to happen is a sequence of impeachments. Now, we'll start with Kristi Noem because of her corrupt dealings with Corey Lewandowski. But then it will go to Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. From there, they're going to try to take out Vice President J.D. Vance. Because they don't want Vance to be president. So that's step three. And then step four is impeachment of President Trump. And they're using everything goes back to the Justice Department and Pam Bondi. There's a lot of good people. Harmeet Dillon's trying to do good work. Gail Slater's trying to do good work. There's a bunch of other people I know they're trying to do good work. But everything is getting derailed by Pam Bondi, and Todd Blanche. And the effect, and they're in bed with a bunch of rogue actors, America First donors, corrupt MAGA grifters, lobbyists who are acting as secret lobbyists for big corporations like Pfizer and other people. So it's just systematic. And the Democrats are letting it happen because they're building the file. They're building the case. Epstein files will be a key part of it, but it won't be the sole part of it. You have the president being misled into giving people pardons. This is why they tried to get Ed Martin out. Ed Martin was acting as a gatekeeper to make sure only good pardons went through. They were circumventing Ed Martin with bad pardons. The president didn't even know what the
details
were. By the
way, take your time on this, because I was told this, I'm not going to say by Ed Martin, but let's just say they were like, I was like, oh, they won't let you pardon the good people. He goes, that's not what it's about. They're running through all these horrible people and blaming me. So And they'd be like, oh, Ed's being nice. Ed has to act friendly in public for whatever reason he does it. And I get this from Ed, but I got it from people very close. Let's just leave it at that. Exactly. So they're pardoning drug dealers and all these people to blame Trump later. And it's all Todd Blanche.
He's a systematic fraudster, particularly out of the, frankly, the Orthodox community that are pro-Israel. People that got caught in a Ponzi scheme the first time, then the second time, then the third time. They have Trump pardoning him, not knowing who he's pardoning him. He pardoned that big Honduran drug dealer, former president, and said, oh, I thought he was badly treated by the legal system. It was Trump's Justice Department that indicted him. He didn't know that. He was misled about all of it. So the Susie Wiles is gatekeeping so aggressively in the name of preventing leaks. She's preventing accurate information from getting to the president. And so the president mistakenly continues to trust Pam. And what Pam Bondi's in desperate position. That's why she ran up to Minnesota, rushed through that indictment of Don Lemon. They rushed it so badly that it's probably going to lead to a dismissal or an acquittal because there were facts they should have developed.
Sure, it makes him a hero. Well, I can tell people that are very close to the president. When he first got elected, he met with Richard Inhofe and the head of the Kissinger Group and others, and the person said, sir, that's your enemies. He didn't know what the CFR was. So I hate to tell people, Trump's an expert on real estate, knows how to make deals, can look at bottom line numbers, great on trade. Folks, he doesn't know. It's true. He's not from the political system. He doesn't know this stuff.
He thought he picked people because they were personally loyal to him, not knowing they were going to use that personal loyalty to enrich themselves. These are people that don't have and enrich their allies and their friends and empower their friends and their allies. The having somebody
Trump
that was
needs tribal people.
Yes, exactly. Loyal to the cause. Loyal to the revolution. Not loyal to the establishment. Not redcoats at heart. And that's who these people are. And they betray, and we've been trying, we warned them 6 months ago, 8 months ago, said hasn't literally every single thing we predicted about Epstein come true? Not only what you've been talking about for 30 years, but what we said the files when released would show, that it would not show Trump implicated in any significant way, that it would all implicate the deep state, the America firsters, the royal elites of Europe, the political establishment. And what have we been saying forever? That the UN refugee, often operate, go back to move. Yeah, go back to the movies like The Whistleblower. The UN refugees, like the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, operate as a way with adoption agencies to basically be human trafficking operations. Well, we've had major adoption agency presidents have to resign because they're named in the Epstein files. And not just named, one of them was taking her young girls over to meet Epstein. Can you imagine that?
Oh my God, we got world leaders saying, I want you to have my 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's what you said forever. To understand the filter of Epstein is to understand these people are anti-human. They see us as cattle economically. They see us as something to purchase goods and to get, you know, feed, to be fed like the Matrix, as energy for the system. They see us as cattle for their personal enjoyment. They do not see us as human beings, as equal human. We're all goyim to these people. And that's the reality of who they and what they are. And then you have the bigger scandals. Mike Benz is right. You know, get into the CIA files. Get into the State Department files. I mean, instead, as Tulsi Gabbard starts to dig in on a lot of this, on election fraud, it's going to lead back to some of these same people. Now just disclosed that the FBI was running J6 as a potential op 6 months in advance. And under the guise of planning for it, preparing for it.
Hundreds of our operatives into the movement to stop it when they actually staged it. Yeah, the FBI director saying we didn't have anybody there. Why has he not been indicted for perjury to Congress?
And guess who's in charge of a lot of the initial reports about what was in the files from the FBI? One of Chris Wray's key associates, as you had Kyle Serafin on yesterday detailing. So Trump has been had. And he's been had by Pam Bondi, who only wants to enrich her pals and allies.
We're not giving Trump a pass about the had. That's why I told you Q people that I get mad at. Just like they put out the gorilla thing, Trump didn't know, the Q thing they didn't know. Okay? Trump is smart in his areas, but he'll tell you, like when they said, what about this gorilla thing? I haven't seen it. You guys think he's doing all this. He's going to meet a meeting. He doesn't know. So you have to understand that Trump does not understand all this.
Oh, not at all. What he was told is that he would be implicated badly. Other protected allies would be implicated badly. So he had to shut it down. And he was convinced this was a tax. We pointed out, even if it was true, this is not how you handle a scandal. This is the most half-assed way to handle this. I don't know of any self-sabotage. This is compared to Watergate. This Watergate seems like small change in terms of self-sabotage. That's how the deep state took Nixon out. They got him to take himself out. By covering up what was actually a deep state operation.
Yeah, it turned out he wasn't even, for those that know, the plumbers, he didn't even order that.
Exactly. That was John Dean and the deep state people trying to cover up who was listed in the prostitutes and the brothels inside the little special notebook they kept there at the DNC, one of whom was John Dean's fiance and future wife. So it was John Dean with the deep state setting them up. That's why it was all deep state operatives there.
So let me ask you almost this. On the current trajectory, the Democrats think they take down Trump. They get caught in it, too. It destroys the credibility and faith and credit of the U.S. The West collapses. China's in a position where they can't control with India. The world economic collapse causes a mass war. All the actuaries show that. I mean, if this doesn't get addressed right, all the trajectories I see lead to total war. I'm not being dramatic, folks. This is like death. I want to advise all the so-called elites that are thinking one-dimensionally. You guys need to stop this right now. And then what does stopping it look like? Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. And they're trying to trap him to what really could trigger World War III right now as we speak in Iran. They want him to go into Iran. Russia is now helping out with Iran.
Well, notice they're using this pressure. I don't think Israel created the blackmail, but they're using the point of it to now get him to strike Iran as a diversion, as you see in the Steve Bannon stuff, not attacking Bannon, but, you know, talking to Epstein, hey, if Trump gets in trouble with national riots, we launch a war. This is default position stuff.
Exactly. And right now, China's ships are also now in the area. So you've got and Iran is ready to launch against all the U.S. bases, against Israel. I don't think Israel could withstand it. Israel may use a nuclear weapon. Pakistan has said if Israel uses it, they will use it.
Yeah, all these idiots that want to blow up Israel, they got thousands of nukes, dumbasses. You got to think multi-layer here. Even if you hate Israel, which I don't hate them, but I sure as hell don't want to push them into position, you idiots.
Completely. This is, it'd be a complete, I mean, you could have World War III be triggered over Iran.
Well, you couldn't. It's a probability, Bob, as you know.
Yes, exactly. That's why BB's here to force him to do it, coming in tomorrow. That's why that's happening. Because Trump was supposed to pull the trigger this past weekend, and enough people got to Trump that, hey, there's too much risk here, that he backed off. BB's here to twist his arm again. And Howard Lutnick is out bragging to people that the reason why he flipped from supporting Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016 was getting Epstein to donate, by the way, to the Hillary Clinton campaign against Trump. The Lutnick has been pushing these bad ideas on the Epstein strategy. Remember, he's always laughing whenever Trump says, oh, Epstein's a hoax. Lutnick loves that. But Lutnick said that Trump promised to be the most America for the most Israel friendly president ever. If
answer my question on this. Lutnick says, oh, I just met him once when I moved in next door to him. He was creepy. He said, I had a massage. I ran away with my wife. Then we learned he's on the island. Lutnick's face is in one of the masks in like the medical bay there. I said five, 6 months ago, I think Lutnick will be the first guy they target. I don't know if he's involved, but clearly he lives next door, makes him a suspect. And then now, Lutnick is all over the place. They're calling for his resignation. What do you think ends up happening to Lutnick, and do you think he was really involved with Epstein?
I think Lutnick has been Trump's minder on behalf of the Israel First crowd. And people can find it publicly reported. Lutnick said that his wife is a huge Israel First. This is why we knew this is why you pointed out he's likely in the files more than he's disclosed. Because Epstein primarily was a Mossad and deep state asset. And that's what he was above everything else. He was everything else too, but that's what he got his political protection. That's who he got his facility. That's where he got all his money from. Right? I mean, that's a guy who never did trades in his life that anybody can find. You can, you know, follow Eric Weinstein or others who have detailed this. So so Lutnick was there to make sure Trump was an Israel First president along with Rubio. And so Lutnick lied about what the Epstein files would show, helped convince Trump of this. By the way, at the same time, Lutnick is the one who convinced Trump to start using tariffs willy-nilly and no longer as part of a coherent industrial policy, knowing that it would undermine his argument before the Supreme Court on the legality of the tariffs. And guess what Lutnick's kids are doing? Lutnick's sons are going and buying up all of the tariff refunds for 10 cents on the dollar, knowing it's going to all get paid and they're going to make billions of dollars off of their father giving bad advice.
Yeah, by the way, that's key. The major impeachment stuff is going to be literally all the major children of the administration are cashing in.
Right. Colonel McGregor has been talking about this, is happening throughout the military-industrial complex. That the, I mean, every time Elbridge Colby tries to step in and stop it, other people come in and sabotage it again. And so the, it is just, they have treated the, I said that they treated the Trump administration like Ulysses S. Grant's second administration. And people know that historically as one of the most corrupt in history. What they don't realize is Grant was never in on any of it. Grant was a stand-up guy from day one.
Yeah, no, he was a stand-up alcoholic, had no idea what was happening around him.
Correct. Exactly. And they have managed through Susie Wiles, who I was always concerned about because of her long history as a corporate lobbyist. And I know some people have good friendships with her and all the rest.
No, no. Behind the scenes, they all say she's the devil. But they go, oh, God, don't go after her. She'll have the DOJ come after her. I've already been there. I'm not going to back down. Just do what you got to do. Let's come back, Barnes. I want to go through some of these new emails, too, with Barnes. This is so powerful. Robert Barnes is an amazing American. Barnes, where's the best place for people to find you? You got a couple different shows that are popular.
Sure, at Barnes_Law on X or at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
We shall return. Share the live feed now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The great Robert Barnes is our guest, and he is truly
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And you wonder who I have on as a routine guest. It's who has a track record of being right. And you ignore our warnings at your own peril. I don't care about red carpets and tuxedos. In fact, I hate them. I am a very private person, but I am obsessed with the truth, and I have paid a heavy price to bring you the truth. And I've given nuanced answers with all the fake, you know, AI videos of Trump raping kids and everything. I go, that's fake. Oh, you're a traitor. You're covering up. No, folks, we're covering the reality that, by extension, Trump is covering up for things he wasn't part of, and that makes it even worse. It'd be so easy if I learned Trump was bad. I could cut him loose, and my problems would be solved. I've been already offered $50 million a year 9 years ago before they sued me. It was an off-record meeting, so I didn't talk about it. I've told Barnes off-record about it, and we have the documents. And maybe in our new civil rights lawsuit that wasn't going to be filed today, we're going to file in a couple days now. More's being added. We'll bring it out. But I have been true, and we've been right. And I can tell you this will bring down the country, and that will bring down the world if you study the cascade effect. But the Chi-Coms and BlackRock, they're not thinking about second, third, fourth order things. It's funny seeing Epstein's interview with Steve Bannon. He says, I was brought up by David Rockefeller at 30 to be on the board of the Trial Commission because, you know, Bill Barr had found he was good at systems analysis. So Epstein was smart. And he worked for Lex Wexner and CIA Mossad. But because he had street smarts, he could integrate a bunch of systems. Their problem was trying to integrate a bunch of systems. So I didn't toot my horn. I wasn't even proud of it. It was when one time the Globalists tried to hire me in front of my producer without saying this is a secret meeting. Again, people, when you're a journalist, you'd say this is off record. Unless it's criminal, you don't violate there. You never get the, you know, it's like attorney-client privilege. You never get the meetings again. And so the point is that I had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, say, no, you get how a bunch of systems work. We want to hire you, Henry Kissinger. We want you right now, this week. We want to hire you. And that was in front of John Harmon 15 years ago. So it's not that I'm that smart. It's that anybody that knows how a bunch of systems works is who they want. I don't know if they ever tried to hire Barnes. Barnes, I can tell you, is as good as I am or better in many ways at getting this. How would you quantify this quality they want for evil and how the public can get that quality to counter evil?
Yeah, I think it's your filter has always been one I've recommended people use. There's pro-human and anti-human. And until you understand that fundamentally, you're not going to understand the ideology that dominates these people, that they're capable of things that just so shock normal consciousness, they don't even know how to process a lot of what they're
it's
seeing
like
in the
Epstein. He said, the heads of Google, I used to live with them, they're anti-natalist, which means anti-human.
Exactly. So the biggest divide in the world is between pro-human people and the anti-human corrupt elites that see us as cattle, that see us as chattel, that still want to institute slavery in some form or fashion.
Yeah, people that don't see a fellow human as empathy as me. Like, you don't see other people as you.
Exactly. They don't see fellow humanity. They see a piece of cattle in front of them. Something to use. Something to get profit from. Something to get personal entertainment from. Something to get enjoyment of. And maybe it's a sacrifice in terms of labor. Maybe it's a sacrifice in terms of putting you on the battlefield. Or maybe it's a sacrifice quite literally by eating you and torturing you in the bottom of some sick den.
Instead of having a future with you and commune with you and honor with you.
Exactly. That's the world's divide. And until people understand, and the second part that you've long identified is the kind of people who seek power and have the tools and means to obtain it are disproportionately the people you don't want to have it. It's why our Constitution was meant to have all these checks and balances and put, the Second Amendment was about stripping the government of the power of centralized violence by making the only power and tool of violence be in the hands of ordinary
people. Yeah, the left says power of the people. There ain't nothing like the Second Amendment or the First Amendment for power of the people. That is power of the people.
Precisely. And that's what it was intended and designed for. And these are people, the reason why censorship comes so easy to them, the reason why taking away Second Amendment rights comes so easy to them, is the same part of that same process, that they are power-driven, sick, sociopathic people who should never have power in the first place, who do not see us as fellow human beings. And once you understand that, then you understand what they are capable of. Then you understand they are literally capable of nuclear war and seeing 90% of the world disappear. They're literally capable of someone like Bill Gates just casually saying, oh, I got some STDs from these Russian hookers. I need protection. I need my wife not to know about it, so let me doctor her without her knowing so that she doesn't get the STD and doesn't figure out what I've been up to. To him, that's just casual. If he does that with his wife, what do you think he's going to do that with everybody else? You hear Melinda Gates herself talking in a CBS interview while they're going through an African village where the CBS reporters, can you imagine these people having so many people? It was what a Planned Parenthood number two executive told me was a college kid at Yale. And he said, Robert, do you understand where the population is growing? And I realized just how horrific racist eugenics came so natural to them. It's why they're so naturally embedded in the scientific
and people can look at that and say, yeah, go ahead and wipe them out. But next, it's the next group, the next group. God wants us to lift everybody up. It doesn't mean we roll over. And so they also do the leftist thing, roll over to the guild. No, we don't do that. We also help people.
Exactly. It's the old statement that the great schools of learning that can never be closed by any corrupt system of power are the archives of nature and the rights of man. And the point is God gave us a conscience and gave us a nature and gave us cognitive capacity. We use the three, we can break through all this nonsense. You just applied it to consistent filter to understand the world and explain it to people. So the Epstein files disclose what we always said it would. Massive, the nature of the corrupt elites is so sick. It's just what President Putin was saying, the same thing you were saying. President Putin said there's satanic pedophile elites that run the West. It's because part of what Ukraine has been a massive human trafficking operation for the better part of a decade ever since the Maidan coup.
The real hundreds of emails is Epstein trying to take down Putin, and then they spin it and say he works for Putin. It's crazy.
I mean,
but that's a big positive for Putin that he's such a target in there.
Oh, absolutely it is. It tells you who it is. It's why Putin wants to do a deal with Trump and between Russia and the U.S. We're culturally aligned.
Now he said, got more rare earth minerals than anybody. He goes, we'll give you the best deal. Just stop the Satanism. He literally said, just stop it. We're ready. It's not a surrender. It's like a marriage, but it'll be rejected.
Yeah, baby, that's why the deep state has spent so much time sabotaging it. That's why Ukraine is such a pet project. That's why Putin is such a pet obsession of theirs. They see Putin and Trump as their two great adversaries. And the sad part is they snookered Trump into sabotaging himself. They snookered, a bunch of people are going to think Trump is all through this when he's not. When the way Trump is mentioned is Epstein in 2019 is still trying to find blackmail on Trump. If there was blackmail Epstein had on Trump, why in 2019 is he conspiring with Michael Wolff to try to come up with something? It's because he never had it.
And he's like, he never took massages. He never came to the house. Trump told Palm Beach police chief everyone knew about Epstein Maxwell's evil. They're spinning that like Trump's in a cover-up, a red shot. And then you've got, like you said, 18 years ago, which we already knew, a red shot, guys. We have the indictment via Trump and him telling Wolff, Trump got me indicted. And it's now, we have the FBI reporting it 18 years ago that it was Trump.
Exactly. I mean, the Epstein documents were the ultimate deep state takedown. And it happens to align much more. Now, I'll give another tidbit. Why are so many, like Rokon, other Democrats willing to do this? Well, a bunch of the younger populist-leaning Democrats want to take out the Democratic elites. They want to take out the Clintons. They want to take out Larry Summers. They want to take out the Epstein class.
Harvard class. So you got Islamists with low-level leftists and mid-level people. Exactly. They want to dynamite. It's Clark Bevin. What I said at the start of the show. They think they're going to blow up the system and get everybody. No, the system's already so precarious. You blow it up, it collapses, dumbass.
Yeah, the and that's Cuba
alone can't happen. Have any flights. They don't have jet fuel, even though they have money for it. You dumbasses, you communists. You could have communism in 1917 and kill 50 million people in Russia. It still didn't work. You could kill 80 million in China trying it. You do that in just-in-time delivery systems, it'll kill everybody. All the nuclear reactors will melt down, idiots. It's all too complex now, dumbo. You don't have half the Russian population farmers you can feed off, you dumb, stupid commissars. You hit this commie button, we're all dead. It's World War Z, you dumb bastards. You think army ants in Brazil eating a whole forest in a day are dangerous? Do you know what billions of people with no food looks like, you idiots? And we're so close, Barnes. They think they're collapsing in 1917 Russia. This ain't 1917 Russia.
You know, it's very much like April 2020. We were trying to get Trump to walk back all the crazy lockdowns and all the other, and the Fauci, and we're warning about Fauci. Warning. And by the way, Senator Rand Paul with Robert Kennedy have made referrals to the Justice Department about all the COVID crime. Pam Bondi is slow walking all of it.
I'll say it. All roads lead to the DOJ. He did good with DHS, his new agency controls it. No, it's under attack. He did good with the tariffs. He did good with trade. He did good with war. But the damn DOJ is a feckless cult of arrogant pieces of shit.
And it's what we want. Once they took out Matt Gaetz, remember, like, look at all of his nominees. Only one really got taken out right away, and it was Matt Gaetz. Because they understood you control the Justice Department, you control Washington, D.C. And the deep state knew that they were at major risk over COVID, over January 6th, over the 2020 election, over the lawfare against President Trump. That quartet implicated all the key deep state actors at the FBI.
And they made all the key payments to the Florida lobbying firm of Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi.
Exactly. It goes back to that over and over and over again. And I'll give credit to Wiles at running a good interference saying, oh, I'm just doing this to prevent all the leaks. But look at what Todd Blanche did in sinking the other journalists have been tracking this, sinking the Letitia James case, the selective leaks that occurred.
Comey.
And it all led. And then look at how he was putting Ed Martin under investigation, threatening that in the Maryland case. It was supposed to be about Adam Schiff.
He publicly excoriated Ed Martin for investigating the DOJ on record running lawsuits against me illegally.
Correct. And like, now that I know that I was smurfed right after I began publicly representing you on those cases, that tells me that the Sandy Hook lawsuit funders and participants on the lawyer side and on the lobbyist side are connected to the people. Because how did they manage to smurf my name as donating to Act Blue? How do they manage to do that unless they're connected to the legal that James O'Keefe referred to them a year ago? He gave them a year ago the whole Act Blue criminality. That this is massive Democratic Party fraud and corruption. It appears George Soros has had multiple strokes and is no longer running anything on his operation. It's all run by his kid. And apparently his kid is crazier than Soros and has personal habits that make Hunter Biden look like your local pastor. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening on that side.
Yeah, and no, he's going complete lunatics in charge.
Completely. And what's derailing the president is these Israel first lobbyists and donors who don't want anybody.
By the way, you've never been anti-Israel, neither am I. But Israel saw the vacuum. They were always running foreign policy in the Middle East. Now they're trying to be the full thing, even though that's super unpopular with the public and taints everything and is going to blow up in their face. How do we deal with that? How do we respond to that?
The president's just got to go back to divorce the donors, remarry the voters. That's what he's got to get back to doing. He's got to get back to trusting people like J.D. Vance and people like that rather than people like Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi.
By the way, let's go back to Ed Martin because I knew this 2 days ago, but I'm going to shut up. They were going to have a meeting today, and Trump is really pissed off that Todd Blanche fired Ed Martin, who he had just as the guy watching everything. Let's pull that back up. There's Ed Martin walking in today. I wonder what's going to come out of this meeting. Because I'm told Trump is pissed at Blanche already for no indictments on Russiagate.
Exactly. And he should. I mean,
that's days ago. Yeah, it already happened. Yeah, go ahead. There's another meeting.
And that's where Todd Blanche had to play nice and say Ed's back in. Exactly what Ed's back in on is unclear to those people that are familiar with the situation.
I know there's another meeting, so I confused that one. Yeah.
And they're trying to fire a bunch of other people. They're trying to fire anybody that's good in the Justice Department. They're trying to fire and remove as we speak. So they failed in their effort ultimately with Ed, at least for the time being. It's not clear how long that's going to last. But the number two at the antitrust division just stepped down. I think everybody's gone from the antitrust division except the assistant attorney
and
general.
Let's move on to this. Elon Musk. I don't think Trump would have won without him. Elon Musk, you know, said, hey, Trump's in the files. Not that he's bad, but he's in there. That's what's happening. It means Trump's people. Elon Musk offers to cover legal bills of Epstein survivors who identified new names. I'm all for this because I want justice. But plus, I know it's all Democrats. It already has been. Why does Trump not go on offense? Well, this is such an obvious move.
He's been so convinced to go down this path on behalf of the big Israeli donors and Howard Lutnick and Pam Bondi. That he can't seem to walk his way out of it. It is the most mind-numbing thing I've ever witnessed.
So is it good news that Lutnick's been caught in lies, is about to be gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. If Lutnick is one of his key minders, remove Lutnick, you remove one of the key minders that's giving bad information to the president on a regular basis.
Well, let me give you an example. I talked about Lutnick about 6 months ago. He lived next door, and I said, I bet he's one of the ones that they think they've got. I said, I don't think he's probably bad, but they're going to try to embarrass Trump with him. I got calls hours later from the White House and two other people. Oh, Lutnick's good. What do you want? What's going on? And I'm like, I want nothing but the truth. So there's a major example of how this works. And now, I mean, Lutnick has been caught in a lie. He said he only met Epstein once. Now he's at the island. I mean, I think this is Trump needs to cut Lutnick loose.
You know what a lot of these dumb billionaires thought? Is they thought because they traveled on their own planes to the island or their own boats, not they didn't take Epstein's jet. That they were out of dodge, that they were out of trouble.
But Epstein was creating a record for blackmail, Dumbo.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I've dealt with this so many other times. Well, you've dealt with this, where people, you know, they invite you to something, you're like I think I'm going to skip that invitation. Because you know what it is. But
Trump. I've been invited, last administration a bunch, and this one, I've been invited three times to the White House, three times to Mar-a-Lago, since he got reelected. Guess what I did? Oh yeah, let me talk to your scheduler. I don't go. And it's because it's a spy base. They can claim anything.
Yeah.
But if I just sit here like
absolutely.
A monk and just go home and eat dinner and go to bed and watch a movie, it's like that monk level thing. I'm just like literally like a robot. I work, I go to bed. I work, I go to bed. And so there's nothing, that's why they can't get me.
Yeah, well, when I was in D.C. a month ago, I always have the meetings off campus. I don't meet on campus very often at all, unless it's an official formal meeting for a specific case or issue situation. Because there's no need to be on. They think I have certain sources that are not my source. They're wrong about all that. But and they've been busy. Pam Bondi's been trying to do a purge campaign, figuring out who gave us information and the rest, not knowing who it is. Often it's the very lobbyists she's protecting gave the information. Because they gave it to a reporter who gave it to me.
Also, Pam, we have so much context, we already know by your move what happened, dummy. Our source is a larger knowledge field.
Exactly. You have to have the right template to be able to filter, the right filter, to be able to understand how to interpret the information coming and then be able to predict what is most likely to occur.
A little newsflash. Well, I mean, you saw in the lawsuits against me, you're my lawyer. They're like, who's the boss? Who gives the orders? I analyze all this. It's like the intel is the most of the time it's not even a source. Most of the time I call them and say, this is what I see. Do you agree? Yeah, that's exactly right. I just confirm with people.
Well, you see some of these gun control groups being tied to Epstein. Obviously Reid Hoffman, who we've been highlighting, who I think stole the 2017 Alabama Senate race. Because remember, he was involved in that fake AstroTurf campaign that they tried to blame on Roy Moore. Actually, it was all him all along. Elon's been right that this guy's one of the most evil, pernicious actors out there. He's the guy who funded the lawfare litigation against President Trump. Why isn't Reid Hoffman under investigation?
Paul Weiss and Boris Epstein, that got him to sign off on it. Paul Weiss is in the emails. They had it resigned covering up Epstein. They're the ones running the lawsuit against me.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's a small, however George Carlin put it, it's a big club, but we ain't in it. That's the reveal of the Epstein files. It's just the degree of corruption, the degree of just evil. If you define evil and demonic as just being anti-human, fundamentally anti-human, not recognize, it's like the sociopaths and the true serial killers, etc. These are people that just don't see fellow humans as humans. And that's who and what they are. And the problem for the president is now he is being implicated in this. 10 years from now, he will be impeached and convicted if he doesn't get rid of Pam Bondi. She's building criminal files against
herself. It's all Democrats. Why am I? They don't care. They'll tailor it for you. He still thinks it's a free, fair country. So what does Trump need to do? Give him advice right now.
Get rid of Pam Bondi ASAP. Get rid of Todd Blanche ASAP. Put in new, maybe put in someone like a Senator Eric Schmidt. Good. He was a great attorney general. Remember, he sued China when he was in Missouri, over COVID issues, sued gun control organizations over fake sanctuary cities, has gone after fraud.
Missouri former attorney general. He should be it, right?
Yeah. Andrew Bailey is the deputy co-director. Make him head director. Cash Patel needs to go back to writing fake books and hanging out with Dan Bongino and pretending that they're real men. They're uber macho, like they like to do. You know, send them packing. Put in real people. Andrew Bailey's good. Eric Schmidt could be good. There's other people that we've given him recommendations for that would be very good throughout. There are, I think Harmy Dillon is trying to do good work. I think Gail Slater's trying to do good work. I think Elbridge Colby is trying to do good work. I think Tulsi Gabbard is trying to do good work. Give her more. Put more on Tulsi Gabbard's plate. She's proven her capacity and capability. We only got a Georgia election warrant because she helped get involved. Otherwise, pay for play Pam and sell that for a year.
That was my next question. The judge authorized the raid in Georgia saying probable cause. Now they're trying to spin it. But when I heard they found mirrors, what we knew was happening, what's happening with election integrity and everything?
She was a number one reason Trump put Bondi in is she promised she would clean up and get an outcome, clean up elections going forward and get and detail everything that happened in the 2020 election that was wrong. And instead she slow walked it for a year. And the president is at least aware of this at some level because he asked Gabbard to be there, which means he doesn't trust. Bondi was using as the local FBI person, thanks to her and Cash Patel's incompetency. I mean, they're literally hiring people based on their, you know, hanging out with him at CrossFit with Dan Bongino. It's that bad. This person was leaking illegally to the operation that was coming so Fulton County could try to destroy as many records as they could before they showed up. This is overt criminality by the FBI person in Atlanta. I've dealt with that Atlanta office. It's riddled with corruption and fraud. Same with the IRS office. There's a bunch of those offices riddled with corruption and fraud. A lot of the CDC officials there that are riddled with corruption and fraud that, you know, Robert Kennedy's trying to clean up. And all this comes back to one person. One person is blocking all of Trump's agenda from being able to be enforced and creating all the risk and exposure for him. And it's pay for play Pam Bondi and her pal and partner, Todd Blanche Dubois. Todd, it's not, can you imagine saying something as stupid as, oh, it's not a crime to party with Epstein? I mean, that's going to go down as one of the dumbest defenses in PR history in a legal case. Get rid of the guy.
He's on his own world. So do a little bit more in the next hour, unless you got to go. And then I'm going to shift gears to emails I haven't read, which I read once. It's hard to read them and more has even come out, but it's horrific. Gut level, Trump is surrounded by scum. And we know he's night and day better than the Democrats, but if he doesn't turn it around on them, if things go bad, give us a bad case scenario versus a good case.
The bad case scenario is he goes to war in Iran and that triggers God knows what, but at a minimum, it collapses his core support in the U.S. to in the 30s to where he's in George W. Bush second term territory that there's some projections, but with Richard Barris, People's Pundit Daily, that if only the extremely enthused vote, Democrats are going to win by double digits. The biggest martyr in mid-history. He loses the House. He loses the Senate. He loses governorships. Then they get to rewrite the rules for the 2030 election because they control all the governorships in the key states. And then all it sets it up for impeachments of Kristi Noem, then Pam Bondi, then Cash Patel, then J.D. Vance. They try to go after him, and then they go after Trump. And they may have the votes to convict if they win enough votes out of the Senate. It's good because Lady Lindsey Graham is setting Trump up, has never been a trustworthy person, has always been a saboteur. Now, people can support people like Paul Dance, who's bringing a really good challenge. Paul Dance is one of Trump's key loyalists. He was with me right there.
But Trump doesn't endorse him. He endorses Lindsey Graham.
Exactly. Paul Dance in Georgia was on the ground.
At the end of the day, it's a good thing Trump's a lightweight politically. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's real, folks, when he says that. But it's a bad thing, too. Like, it's just retarded. Yeah.
I often say virtue and vice are the two different sides of the same coin of the same character trait. So what makes him accessible and can break through the system also makes him accessible to the deep state to run rogue. We said this was a setup. Now we've seen the setup work in real time. Everything we said would be in the Epstein files has been there and then some to our shocking dismay. Sadly, this is just disturbing at a level. This is like the worst horror film. Even with horror films aren't this bad in what you're seeing described in here.
And so why they are, explain when we come back briefly. I got to go. Folks, we're not a normal political thing. We're mistakes. We just have a bad economy. We're talking war. We're talking collapse. You agree, Bob, right? You say, I mean, like, there's no room for error here now.
No, this is, the whole world is at risk and sits on a knife's edge. And it's up to the president to restore confidence in the American people by returning to his own roots and getting rid of these saboteurs who are busy, they're putting him in a position where right now the polls say Americans think Joe Biden was a better president than Donald Trump. That is a situation he never should have been in. If he listened to us, he never would have been in. But there's still time to course correct. Don't keep climbing the mountain that you're about to fall off on. Don't get closer and closer to that edge. It's time to pull back. Trust the American people. Trust yourself. Return home to the MAGA voter.
I agree. Robert Martin, stay with us. Back in 2 minutes.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to say I've held the best for last, the worst for last. I haven't gotten into all the emails and stuff today yet. We'll do that with Thomas Siska coming up, our great researcher. It is torture, eating kids, drinking blood. I mean, normal people just hear this. It doesn't sound real, but this is corrupt elites that just get worse and worse incrementally. Nothing makes them happy. It goes from, like, crazy sex, torture, eating poop, and then, you know, raping kids, and then murdering kids, and then eating kids. It's just like, I never get sick of a T-bone steak and a baked potato and a sunrise. I mean, it's not my ball of wax, but that's how corruption works. In closing, Barnes, what else is on your radar screen? What else should people be made aware of?
The biggest imminent risk to the Trump administration is Bibi Netanyahu is coming on Wednesday to try to lobby the president into launching us into tripwiring potential World War III. Russia and China are now aligned with Iran much more so than ever before. Iran now sees this as an existential conflict. What does that mean? It means you could have Shia rebellions not only in Iraq, but Shia rebellions in Saudi Arabia. Shia rebellions in Bahrain. Shia rebellions in wide parts of the rest of the Middle East and the Central Asian countries. So it could tripwire conflicts with China in the open seas, conflicts with Russia on their border. Russia is stationing soldiers now, over 5,000 special forces near the Iranian border. So they are done with it. They are not going to let the Greater Israel Project sink Iran in, because even if we got a regime collapse, that would be even worse potentially, because you'd have a nightmare of all these terror groups in a country of 90 million. Take Iraq, Syria, and Libya together, and that's what Iran would look like. That's a shit show for everybody in Central Asia. It could lead to the end of Israel as we speak. Israel cannot withstand. You can read the Doomcox reporting on this from an energy perspective, was just that they can't defend their water supply and energy supply from Iran's ballistic missiles.
And so that's why Eric Prince said a week ago, we shouldn't go into Iran.
Absolutely. Colonel McGregor, one of the great military officials who advised President Trump, who was trying in his first term, trying to get us out from Syria, try to get us out from all these places. He has said this could be an utter disaster. So multiple people that have reviewed this from an independent geopolitical perspective, you can follow the Duran. They've done the same analysis. It would be a disaster potentially. The risks are off the charts. There's almost no winning. Even if you win by replacing the regime, that could create a worse disaster, a refugee disaster, a migration disaster, an explosion of terrorism across the entire Central Asian and Europe world, rebellions and revolutions everywhere. This would be a nightmare for the United States and an utter embarrassment for the president. What happens if U.S. ships get sunk by those various special attack vehicles that Iran has? What then? What does the PR look like then for the president? He sinks into the low 30s. He's in George W. Bush second term territory. He's in Richard Nixon Watergate territory. Then he's a walking dead man. They put up all the what they want in the House and the Senate. They impeach everybody that they can.
And blocking the Strait of Hormuz, even for a month, will double oil prices and kill his recovery plan.
Correct. And Iran plans to do that ASAP. They plan, not only that, they are looking at the possibility of attacking energy supplies throughout the Middle East world with their ballistic missiles. They could take out oil refineries throughout the Middle East, throughout Saudi Arabia, all the rest. We do not have adequate resources to protect against this. We could last probably for 2 weeks. Israel, and then that's it. And what if the Iranian regime doesn't, if they do collapse, we've got a different disaster on our hands. But if they, people think the Ayatollahs are the worst kind of leadership in Iran, guess again. You should look at some of what their people are saying publicly. Some of the people publicly are saying, we should build nuclear weapons and use it. I mean, that's what's happening in the Iran hardline community. This is a disaster. He took out their nuclear capacity, according to himself, back in June, no reason to go back in, no reason to trigger World War III, no reason to collapse his public support, no reason to give his enemies the easiest win they've ever had and let the deep state walk all over him. He is at risk of becoming Richard Nixon Part II, who tried to take out the deep state so the deep state took out him. He is at risk of the deep state taking him out if he makes the perilous decision to go back into Iran and trigger possible risk of World War III, while at the same time sabotaging his domestic political capital to such a degree that pay-for-play Pam Bondi will set up a criminal case against him and his entire family that will last forever. So he's got to not stay out of Iran, get rid of paper play Pam, get rid of Todd Blanche, restore confidence to the American voter, return to his home, which is the MAGA voter, not the big Israel first donor.
And send Netanyahu packing. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job. Talk to you soon. You're back on Friday at noon.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The problem is, this is when the globals could knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. You want more? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer. And Newsom want to destroy our future. We want us to live in bondage. We want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to myself for it, and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising.
That would be over the top hype if it wasn't real. We are the center of the fight for humanity against these scum. All right, Thomas, this is a great researcher here at InfoWars. He's bringing all these documents today, which I knew were accurate. We had even more information. I said, just come in and cover it. So while we're focusing on Epstein, which is great, we should focus on the French and European arm of it that's even bigger. And then beyond that, because that's how we bring them to justice and how we don't just make them localize it to America. And Trump secondarily in the cover-up instead of the people actually involved. Sure, get Trump too. He's in a cover-up. And then I haven't gotten to the emails yet, just the new ones today and new ones that came in that they've gone through in this. More cannibalism, more Satanism, more buying babies. World leaders saying, have my daughter. Oh, please. Just like he was Moloch. Epstein was Baal. They're just begging to give their kids to him. So, Thomas, overall, give us your gestalt view on what's broke since you were on yesterday or a few days ago. Big picture, how it's being handled. Let's get into the person they don't want us to talk about, lawyers for French former associate of Epstein demand probe of suicide Jean-Luc Manel, who is not as big as Epstein from the research, bigger, tied into Peter Nygaard and others.
Yes, so many of us have known that Les Wexner has been involved with Epstein for years. And
that now is his dad. She just came out. It's all confirmed.
Yeah, so now it's confirmed he is a co-conspirator, which many of us have said, why is this guy not in jail? He gave Epstein, you know, keys to the castle and funded the whole operation and owns Victoria's Secret. Now, one of the things that Epstein would do is he would promise models and young girls jobs at Victoria's Secret and some of the most prominent, prestigious modeling gigs around the world. So Jean-Luc Brunel is basically the French arm of that. And Epstein helped fund his modeling agency back in the 80s. Now, there was investigations into him back in 1988 of pimping and soliciting underage women.
And it's in the emails. Why are these women so successful? Because they were sold by their father to us as little kids at the modeling agencies and at the fashion shows. This is just a giant prostitution operation. They didn't blame you.
Right. I mean, he would promise them jobs that get on the airplane, and that was it. There was no gig that you're just enslaved immediately. So getting back to Jean-Luc, he actually brought Sharon Stone into the world of acting and was able to give her a job as an actress. And I actually just recently watched Eyes Wide Shut again, just to kind of go over it. And
you're going to play some clips.
We are, yeah. So just to see some of the hidden messages and kind of the things that you really have to look into in the movie to see what's actually going on, because it's not just, you know, spelled out for you. So in that movie, there is a model who dies of an alleged drug overdose. It's the same model in the beginning of the movie at the party. Ziegler's party, which is the doc, which Dr. Bill, played by Tom Cruise, that is one of his patients. See, Tom Cruise was a doctor for the elite, so he'd have these sessions where he'd go in-house and serve the elitists and was able to get their trust for being a doctor. So in the beginning of the movie, the prostitute who wanted to be a model, she ODs, and he brings them upstairs to treat her. Well, later in the movie, you find out she's at the Illuminati orgy, and she's the one trying to get him out so he doesn't get in trouble, so they don't come after him. She sacrifices herself to redeem Tom Cruise so he'll leave and they don't kill him. Well, there's a scene that's actually, he goes into a little cafe and he grabs a New York Post and he reads about her death. And in her death, in the newspaper, it details her story of how she wanted to be an actress. She wanted a prestigious modeling gig, and she immediately got involved with the owner of the modeling company and was getting undressed for him, not just for photo shoots, but for sex. So that the whole movie, Eyes Wide Shut, it shows you the gateway into this world. They go after these doctors and people that are already dealing with the elite, and they flaunt it in your face what they're about. So,
and then at the end, now they've been recruited, he's with his wife, Tom Cruise, and they send their daughter off these old men.
That's right. We have that clip as well. And it, actually, in the beginning of the movie, you almost don't notice it. It shows a scene of her, and the daughter has rotten teeth. She's missing a teeth, and the rest of the teeth are rotten. The very end of the movie, she has a full set of new teeth that she got actual, like, prosthetic, like, implants. So they gave her new teeth and they like send her off, and it's this whole thing like, hey, we're fully awake now. We understand what's going on. We're sending our daughter off. She's ready. They fixed her teeth, and so that's pretty sick. But going back to the modeling thing, I just wanted to play this clip, and maybe we could look at the newspaper, because it literally shows how these people are brought in through these modeling agencies, promising acting gigs. And, and it cites the name of the guy who owns the modeling agency as Leon Vitali, who actually played the guy in the movie that wears the red cloak, who's like organizing the whole ritual. And it's believed that it's actually Ziegler, the main patient of Tom Cruise. But it was actually Kubrick's friend who was a co-producer and actor that played that role, and they put his name as the owner of the modeling agency, which is like a little Easter egg. So basically, there's the implication is
and then
the
they
guy
shot
that
25 minutes from it,
right?
And I've asked Vivian Cooper, who was his protege, what happened. She said, well, on record once, but off record later. But she was like, "No, my dad was really psychic. He made Strangelove with the coding for the B, you know, for the B-52 bombers, the nukes." And the CIA came and said, "How do you know that?" And he didn't know that. He just wrote that. That's what she said. But he was never involved. He was very reclusive. He wasn't involved in all this. They always tried to recruit him, but he actually predicted all this in his movies.
Yes, and his wife still has control of the estate. And, I mean, there's been denials that the movie has been edited. They say the only thing they edited was from the NC-17 rating down to the R rating.
But
they
later, it was in the news at the time. They cut 25 minutes.
Right, yes. And
he died of a heart attack during that.
And even some of the...
Because he had a final cut in the contract.
Right. The ending actually just feels a little disjointed. Like, you can kind of
figure
out...
Well, that's the thing, though. Regardless, they failed. Now this is all out.
Correct.
All right, so what's the first clip we're going
to
play?
Well, I'd like to start with this first clip. Going back to what I said, it's the gateway. Tom Cruise goes to the costume store to get his mask and gown and cape to be able to go and sneak into the orgy. And right there at the costume store, the man that owns it is pimping out a young girl that he says is his daughter, and it's right in Tom Cruise's face. At first, he tries to seem outraged, like, "Oh my God, I'm going to call the police." And later you find out that he was just doing this to see how Tom Cruise would react. Before he even gets to the party, they're offering him an underage girl just to get him right at the very beginning to see if he'll go along with everything.
And that's how it works. They want you in the cult. Because I've told the stories many times. This happened to me when I was like 13 in Dallas. But I didn't join it, but it was this happened to me. Here it is.
Yes.
Come in. Can't be too careful these days. Please. Is it any special costume you're looking for?
Yes. I need a tux, a cloak with a hood, and a mask.
A cloak with a hood and a mask?
Yes.
Okay. I think we'll find something for you. Follow me, please.
Good.
Looks like alive, huh?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Come. So, what color cloak? Black, brown, red?
Black.
Are you sure the good doctor wouldn't like something more colorful?
I don't think so.
Clowns, officers, pirates?
No, just the tux, the black cloak.
With a hood and a mask?
Yes.
Okay. May I take your coat? Yes. You are a medicine doctor, yes?
Yes, I am.
Look, doctor, I have some problem with my hair, you know?
Your hair?
It's starting to fall down too fast. Mm. I lost in 2 weeks a lot of hair. Mostly here. Look at this. Here.
Oh, yes.
You see?
Yes.
And?
I'm afraid this really isn't my field.
What? You can't help me.
No. You should see a trichologist. It's a hair specialist. Mr. Milich, I've obviously left things a bit late tonight, so if you don't mind...
Okay. I'm in hurry too, doctor, to get back to bed.
I understand.
Shh. So, black cloak. Did you hear something? What is this?
There's Chinese food and pizza on the table. The pizza's for the girl. Very symbolic.
What is it?
Thank you.
on earth is going on here?
Oh, Milish,
I can explain everything.
You! What are you doing here? I tell you, I promise I'll kill you! And you! Have you no sense of decency? Gentlemen! Have you no sense of decency?
Milich, have you gone crazy? We were invited here by the young lady.
Young lady, it is my daughter. And couldn't you see she is a child? You will have to explain to police.
The police?
You little whore, I'll kill you for this. I promise, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Hold on to that girl for me, please.
Milich, this is preposterous. The young lady invited us here.
Couldn't you see she is deranged?
Doctor, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Gentlemen, this is now a police matter. You will please stay here until I return.
Come here to me. Get us out of here.
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
Doctor, sorry, what color did you say?
Black.
Black.
Gentlemen, please, have the goodness to be quiet for the moment. Couldn't you see I tried to serve my customer?
So they're seducing him into it right here.
And you, little whore.
Yes.
Go to bed at once, you depraved creature. I deal with you as soon as I serve the gentleman.
See, she's whispering in his ear, offering herself. And the whole thing was just staged to make it seem like that, that wasn't going on, like he wasn't unaware of it.
Believe me, I know about it. That to me, so just keep going.
And so, later on, you find out that the father was okay with it all. He didn't call the police. And that's actually in the next clip here. And also, the actress that played that young girl quit Hollywood because she said every role that she was given was over-sexualized. But, yeah, let's play that next clip just to show, after he's been conditioned to accept it, that he goes back to the costume store to return the costume. And then, again, he sees the girl with the Asian men, and the police were never called.
Here it is.
Yes, dear? Come, come. Would you like to say hello to Dr. Hartford?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Mr. Milich. I'll call you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, gentlemen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And you too.
Well, Dr. Hartford, here is your receipt. I'm tearing up your deposit. And thanks for the business.
Mr. Milich, last night, you were going to call the police.
Well, things change. We have come to another arrangement. And by the way, if the good doctor himself should ever want anything again, anything at all, it needn't be a costume.
So he's offering his daughter to him.
Yes.
Now it's open.
Out in the open. And it's called Eyes Wide Shut because this character, Tom Cruise's character, Dr. Bill, he's surrounded by this. Every moment of this movie, there's this sexual tension and there's this, you know, orchestration of this network going on. And it's around him at every level, and his eyes are wide shut to it.
That's why they got so mad at Cooper, because he was exposing him.
Correct. And, I mean, this guy, Jean-Luc Brunel, he dies, just like Epstein, hung in prison.
And around a network at least as big.
Right.
Interfacing with Epstein, working directly with him.
Yes.
He dies. So yeah, let's expose the American network. Let's expose them all.
And no one's really talking about it. They're like, oh, we finally have a third co-conspirator. This guy was already arrested and was named a third co-conspirator, and he's dead. And French police were saying that they want more information about him being about his suicide, that they believe there's a lot of suspicious stuff with it. And this guy has his own pile of evidence within the French government, also coordinating with our DOJ. That hasn't been looked at all. I want to see these files.
So this is big. What's the next clip?
So then we also have the very end scene of Eyes Wide Shut, which they're walking in a toy store, and basically Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, they're finally coming to terms with the fact that they're both having promiscuous infidelities and are becoming okay with it, and that basically the world is run by pedophiles, and they're coming to terms with it, and their child walks off behind two balded men, which are seen earlier in the party when the masks are off, the first
so
party.
They send the daughter off. Here's the globe.
Yes.
This pig.
I hope Santa Claus gets me one of these for Christmas.
You do? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to wait and see.
Alice. What do you think we should do?
What do I think we should do?
Look, Mommy.
Hey. What do I think? I don't know. I mean, maybe I... Hey. Maybe I think we should be grateful. Grateful that we've managed to survive through all of our adventures. Whether they were real or only a dream.
Are you sure of that?
Am I sure?
We'll come back with a conclusion straight ahead. Stay with us. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexshowstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at thealexshowstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Are you sure of that?
Am I sure? Only as sure as I am that the reality of one night, let alone that of a whole lifetime, can ever be the whole truth.
And no dream is ever just a dream.
The important thing is we're awake now. And hopefully for a long time to come.
Forever.
Forever.
They're awake now in the Satanism where nobody else is.
Let's not use that word. Yeah. It frightens me.
So they recruit the women. That's how it is in this. They sell the kid. And she said, I'm here with you. This is total Satanism.
Yes.
Like Ghislaine was the boss over Epstein.
Exactly. They're fully aware of the operation. And, you know, she was always more awake than.
Well, she brought him in. It was all set up.
Yeah, she brought him in. There's theories that she was at the actual ritual and the orgy as well, and she basically got home before he did. But yeah, she was very out in the open in the movie, trying to get connected, trying to basically show Tom Cruise what's going on around him, and he's just basically aloof and just denying it all. But I wanted to just show that clip again of the newspaper, because it's New York Post that we're talking about that's in the movie that claims that the model that was murdered died of a drug overdose. They kind of frame her as a junkie. Really easy way to assassinate someone if they're involved with drugs. Just say they died from doing drugs.
Play the clip.
Even the headline says, lucky to be alive.
Play it.
Which that's, they're talking about Tom Cruise.
Ex-beating queen in hotel drug overdose. He saw her die.
She has many important friends in fashion and entertainment industry. So it's just hitting him right now, like, okay, they killed her.
If I said, oh, your wife's a sex operator for them, you just got recruited.
And he seemed more innocent. She saw that in him, was trying to save his life and basically get him out, like, hey, you don't want any part of this, kind of like, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know how bad it really is. It's not just an orgy. You know, people are dying. People are getting killed. And he didn't understand that. He thought it was all just pageantry and, you know, a club that he just wanted to get access to party and party with some models.
So now the establishment was trying to control this. They're not going to control it. They think they're going to take down. Where do you see this going, Thomas?
Well, I mean, they're just going to keep pressing for the rest of these documents that are hidden still, 3 million documents.
Which are the ones they want us to get.
Yes. And everything that happened in the past 24 hours with these names being unredacted, it's just going to keep building and rolling. I mean, it's never going to be enough because they're still hiding so many things that don't make any sense. If it's not victims, then don't hide the names. I mean, they're talking about torturing people, talking about selling babies. We want to know every one of those names.
Well, that's the thing, is that it leaks to Democrats. So why is Trump, why is his admin covering it up? Because his lawyers are Democrats.
And they're all friends with these people. They're protecting the pedophiles. The Trump DOJ are protecting the elite satanic pedophile ring.
And until he takes his mask off and thing.
Yeah. They demand he takes his mask off. And they all recognize him from, you know, these people are some of his patients. He's a doctor for these people.
Yeah, back this up. Back it up a minute and play it. Because this is Stanley Kubrick. But the point is, okay. Unless we don't have the clip of the audio, but.
But
the point is, like, the new Epstein stuff, I haven't even covered today. It is literal cannibalism, kids. This is a religion of these people, folks.
I'd like to talk about the New York Post. I just thought it was ironic.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, with Kubrick, everything is very detailed. He always wants to put something in the movie that everything has, reason for being there. So New York Post is basically the propaganda piece in the movie. Well, if you get an overhead shot here, if we can, it says, emails reveal new theory about who Jeffrey Epstein was really working for. New York Post.
Let's take our time. Hey, guys, aim the camera over there. There's a camera up there. There it is. Go ahead.
So New York Post reported that Epstein was working for Russia, which there's no truth to that whatsoever.
In fact, all the emails, he's like, I'm going to overthrow Russia.
It's the opposite. And then here at the bottom, community notes, Jeffrey Epstein was Jewish. Ghislaine Maxwell's Jewish. The finances are Jewish. Most of the clients are Jewish. Not all. His entire operation is tied to espionage on behalf of the Israel state. Now, this is a New York Post article from 2007 when Epstein was still facing.
He's talking to top gender-bending scientists saying,
yes,
we're going to train people with this to take over. We got to, decades ago, we got to get the kids.
It's now revealed in.
Pedophilia, because they can cut your kid's dick off. See, like, there's a taboo against raping a kid, but cut their dick off, which is even worse. That's okay.
Yeah, it's a loophole for pedophiles to be able to have access.
Because they're not just having sex with a kid, they're chopping them up.
Yeah,
that's even more like, oh, you want to just rape them? We'll just cut it off.
Their whole identity is based on sex.
It's about raping their innocence.
Yes, it's raping their innocence.
Well, it's even better to cut it off. It's liberal. It's loving.
if you do this to a child and they're brought into this system, they're stuck on these drugs for the rest of their life.
And they've been abused, and you teach them, no, your mommy and daddy, they didn't support it. They abused you, not us that cut it off and raped you.
Yeah, they're completely wrecked. And you look into the files now, you see that Epstein was totally involved in these transgender studies for children and research.
Obsessed, more secret more funding, top biologists, this is the key.
So in 2007...
They talk about, oh, the only thing better than a woman is a woman with a, you know, and they get into it, how much they love it, Harvard head, all of them.
Right.
And by the way, we're like, you think you got a baby to suck you off? Well, we play their mommy's voice, it's better.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So this story comes out, a 16-year-old girl reported that Epstein abused her. It was actually a man. It was a 16-year-old transgender. And because...
And it just came out that he was in love letters with transgenders and finally transitions 15 years ago.
Because they found out that it was actually a man, Epstein's lawyer, Howard Rubenstein, said it was completely bogus. He's never been accused of doing anything with men or boys. So this whole thing is ridiculous. And because the transgender person is mentally ill, which back then you could say that. You could say in 2007 that this person's mentally ill for being transgender. And that would just shut the whole thing down.
Now, let's be honest. I don't blame the whole thing on Jews. But in Germany starting, the whole transgender thing in the 20s before even MI6 was a Jewish thing.
Yes. And so they threw this whole thing out. And now you find out that he was involved with transgenders. So that shut that story down. Here's a little photograph of it. Gender Ben Shocker. This is back 2007. She, with the parentheses, he has a history. Bogus sex suit. So just completely discrediting it.
Keep going.
This just came out 4 days ago. Camp leader jailed for drugging and abusing boys in England under the cloak of Christianity. This guy was lacing candy with sedatives and raping little boys.
By the way, you have the scene you wanted with the newspaper article from Eyes Wide Shut that at the end of it, 25 minutes they wanted to cut out, Stanley Kubrick died. Now let's go ahead and roll the clip. Here it is. No, this is... Yeah, this is a scene of the occult stuff. They make him unmask.
Please, come forward.
How does he find out about it and sneak in, or they kind of set him up?
His friend is a piano player that he met in medical school, and he sees him at the first party where, you know, you don't need a password to get in. That's where they kind of
bring
people into it.
Fidelio. That's right, sir. That is the password for admittance. But may I ask, what is the password for the house?
The password for the house.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I seem to have forgotten it.
There never was a second password.
That's unfortunate. Because here, it doesn't matter whether you have forgotten it or if you never knew it. You will kindly remove your mask.
That's when you pull out the guns. The These are all a bunch of evil, weak people that need this weird crowd full powerful. Well, guess what? We've exposed your whole operation. We're blowing you wide open right now.
Get undressed.
Get undressed?
Remove your clothes.
You are under lockdown. Let us put a shot in you. All about rape.
Gentlemen, please.
This goes in on in D.C. Every weekend, folks. This is what these people do. They think they're cool.
Remove your clothes. Or would you like us to do it for you?
Stop!
So she stands up for him and she's gonna kill her.
Let him go! Take me! I am ready to redeem him.
You are ready to redeem him?
Yes.
You're about to sacrifice him.
Are you sure you understand what you're taking upon yourself in doing this?
Yes.
Very well. You are free. But I warn you, if you make any further inquiries, or if you say a single word to anyone about what you have seen, there will be the most dire consequences for you and your family.
So the guy in the red cloak, he's the Jean-Luc Brunel of this movie. He runs the modeling agency.
They kill her, and here she has an overdose. It's very loving, very liberal. Because you have to be liberal, liberal. It's a death cult. They want to train you against your instincts, train you against God. This is what we're dealing with.
So I went into the Epstein files in the DOJ library, and I just typed in Bohemian Grove. And sure enough, we have an email saying that Epstein went to the Bohemian Grove to, quote, see what was going on.
Yeah, here's that shot, overhead shot. Yeah, they want to see what they're about. On my way to California to try to understand about the people at the Bohemian Grove. ..
So that's light work for him, though. He probably laughs at what they're doing over there because it's not hardcore enough.
Well, that's just a gateway.
Yeah.
And you've got Massey exposes Les Wexner and Epstein co-conspirator opening door to criminal charges against Patel for covering it up. Got John Brunel right there, Epstein of Europe, working with him directly. And then you've got all this other stuff. Epstein email show, DP World Chairman Ben Suleiman discussed sex and business torture.
Yes.
You name it. He loves the torture.
That's video. The guy with the torture video. And he happens to own DP World, which sends out 10% of all global shipments.
There it is.
In shipping containers. So we've always heard that people have been trafficked before in shipping containers. There's been busts, you know, Afghan children coming to the UK and all types of human trafficking are done under the guise of this. They'll hide them in products and of legitimate companies.
Yeah, that's in the sound of
It's in the sound of freedom.
Yeah, look at this. UAE diplomat offered her 13-year-old daughter to Epstein. She's even prettier. Her 13-year-old sister to Epstein. She's even prettier than me. And it's all right there.
Yes. So, I mean, those community notes need to be updated and say Muslims, fake Christians, everybody was his clients. It wasn't just Jewish clients.
Yeah, we're not covering for the Jews. It's just they're all involved. It's like we said earlier.
We got to spotlight everybody.
Yep. Cover the facts. Right. Meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell, Prince Andrew, was an accessory to a death, buried bodies, and they have the police reports to match it. Epstein sent roses and handwritten notes to a minor at her high school. It just goes on and on and on.
And this cannibal stuff is as, you know, rare and out of the ordinary as you'd believe it to be, is more common than one would think. This is in a DOJ article from someone right here in Texas. Dark web cannibal sentenced to 40 years followed by a lifetime supervised release. He was advertising that he wanted to eat children. And he had all these cannibal videos, and it's disgusting.
Look at this. You got all these famous models, and Epstein's saying, while they're successful, his father paid and sold them to us.
Yeah, they were sexually groomed. They played along. They played the game. And now they get to hang out with the Kim Kardashians and the Jenner family and run around and do all
that's
the glamorous.
How do you say it? Hadid. Hadid sisters.
Yes. So they were groomed by the same network, and now they get to live a lavish life, which maybe they were victims once, but they're not speaking out.
Well, that's the thing that Elon Musk put out this morning, is we're not attacking the so-called victims, but the ones we hear about were recruited at 10, 12, 30, 40. Most of them became managers to get other kids.
So how do we
believe anything what they say? Because the ones we're hearing about, most of them were compromised.
I mean, as awful as it was that they were once victims, the moment that they're forced into being an accomplice, there still needs to be some form of justice.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome. You know, the ones that live are the ones that complied.
You know, maybe.
Look at this. Jeffrey Epstein ordered two foreign girls strangled to death during rough fetish sex to be buried near his ranch. And then that dovetails with reports in his own emails.
Yeah, so torture, cannibalism, it's all in the emails. We know these code words for pizza, and now they're saying jerky is human meat.
So I'm going to say this. MTG said this over the weekend. We need to go look at redacted names the Congress are going to look at. People connected to pizza and beef jerky and baby sales. But instead, it just keeps being about, oh, Trump knew about Epstein. Fine, go there. Spend your time on that. But don't just divert us because it's all Democrats. That's my point. Let's get Trump, folks. He's involved. Great. But you have to know it's the Clintons. It's their global initiative. It's Glenn Maxwell creating it. It's almost all Democrats. And it's all their names in here. And it's all about how Trump covered it up, which we said Trump walked into it. So that's great. Trump's fair game. But I'm saying you have to look at all that, Thomas.
Trump has to get ready to just burn anyone in his administration that has helped cover this up and has lied to the public. Because at this point, we are all aware that Bondi and Cash and Bongino lied to us.
Well, they're talking about criminal charges against Cash now.
They should charge them. They lied to us, whether they did it because they were ordered to or whatnot. That is criminal. That is covering up for pedophilia. And meanwhile, Bongino is doing his victory lap, doing podcasts. I heard he's going on a show on Fox News now or something. Like,
what's even crazier is you have all this coming out and Todd Blanche saying, no, there's nothing going on. I mean, it's like, this is insane.
Yeah, he says it's not illegal to party with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, it may not be illegal, but it's illegal to bring your kids around a convicted sex offender, right?
Well,
you're not allowed to have children.
Here's the deal. We're calling like it is. I'm going to say it again. Trump, whether he knows or not, has been implicated in this by the cover-up. But the Democrats are all doing it in the emails. So we all of you, great, be holier than thou, attack Trump all day. Great, he's done. I don't think it's out of this now. But the Democrats are the main ones. So when they stand up holier than thou and point at like Ludnig, you know, having coffee or whatever, great, put Ludnig in prison for that. But if you're having coffee, what do you do eating kids? So what I'm saying is we've got to, they think they can like control this and keep it in certain areas. They can't.
But sex offenders aren't allowed to live near schools because that's under the law. They're not legally allowed to be that close to have access to prey on children. Why would you bring children to a known sex offender? Like that should be a crime in itself.
And like you said, with Jean-Luc Brunel and all the rest of it, he was just one of many. And look at the Democrats, drag queen story times, transgenderism, it's Epstein running it. It's all, they were already going mainstream with it. But now that we're exposing it, they're in deep trouble. And it's sad for a reason Trump got convinced to try to be part of the cover-up. We've already covered that. But don't let it distract from the Democrats that are caught red-handed.
I mean, if he's protecting the intelligence community, that is just insane. I mean, it's the intelligence community that has always gone after Trump and try to get his ass killed and thrown in jail.
Radcliffe has now been implicated. It's Bill Barr, his dad, running the school with Epstein, with the books about pedophilia he published that are pro-pedophile. He wrote science fiction books that are all basically pedophile porn.
Yeah, Bill Barr should go to jail.
And Bill Barr got caught running once Trump was out of office. The indictments of him in Georgia. And that's Trump again. And Bill Barr 2.0 is...
We need a total referendum on everyone that is in position in these intelligence communities. Let Tulsi Gabbard run it. She's exposed pedophiles already.
That's why they're coming after her. Great job. NSA. Thomas Siska. We will find you. Are you on X?
Yes. I'm on X at Thomas Siska. S-I-S-C-A.
All right. Yes. The great... Harrison Smith takes over now. We're just going where the truth leads us. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray to stop World War III. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Over 50% off right now. Methylene Blue, other key products that will end soon. Thanks for your support. God bless you all. Great job, Greg. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.